If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
And I strongly urge you and your family to take every precaution against the influence of B.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Everything is falling apart, and like birds are dying.
Kevin to Bean, Kevin to Bean.
And it's like hard, you know, to like wake up every day and know that like there are bad things happening, and this bird was just like a symbol of that.
Kevin to Bean, Kevin to Bean, Kevin to Bean.
Get him.
So what part of the Bible tells you to say all this kind of stuff here in the chat? I'd love to suck play and suck play with, like, and lick nipples and lick and send you. Where is that in the Bible? Explain that to me.
There's a human part.
Is that the Old Testament or the New Testament?
Neither.
You don't have to be a dick.
Welcome to my nightmare.
And now.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Our feature presentation.
106.7 K-Rock Carol Q. That's the Ramones for you there, doing the Jan and Dean classic of Surf City.
That was Bush.
Of course, that goes out to everybody out in Huntington Beach, Surf City, definitely. Anyway, I got to admit, when I was a kid, a little kid, first time I actually did hear that song, I was in Santa Cruz. And I remember being in a car, and they had all the windows down, and we blasted it out the window. But
you're
I did
kidding.
Hear it for the first time in Santa Cruz.
Were you with
even
your
though Surf City is Huntington Beach. And anyway, but you heard the Ramones doing it. I did do a version of Surfing Safari with the Ramones, and someday I'm going to play that for you. It's
can't
pretty
wait,
rare.
Wait.
Anyway, listening to Rodney on the Rock. Got a band here, pretty interesting. Some girls and guys in this band.
Wow,
here they
that's
are.
An odd choice.
Oh, that was nice.
That's my favorite part is the board op in there going, "Oh, that was nice. Do it again."
Yeah.
No, there's two parts that need to be pointed out there. One, there's some girls and guys in this band.
Right.
As opposed
That's
to good. Parrots. Yeah.
And monkeys.
He says, I remember being a little kid when I first heard Surf City. Rodney was like 18 when Surf City came out, right? And I'm being nice at that?
Yeah, he was like 28 when that song came out.
That's a good point.
Yeah. What's this? First of all, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of May. I see them.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
Okay.
How'd that go?
What's this game the kids were telling me about, Bean, that you play in your car by yourself? What's that
Oh,
about?
That's not for on air. That's just something
I was entertaining
like
it was on air
with.
To me.
Sounds
no,
fun.
If you were entertaining the two of them, perhaps it would entertain everyone else.
I don't think that's necessary. No one cares.
It's a sign of a guy who spends too much time by himself, not talking to anyone in particular.
No, I just play this game when I'm in my car and I have the satellite radio on, where I'll tune to see what song is on each of what they call the decades channels, the 60s channel, 70s channel, 80s channel, 90s channel, and then I'll choose a winner. Then one channel wins.
And does one channel go crazy when they win?
No, they don't know. They don't know. It's just me. But it's kind of a fun game because any channel can win. I mean, there are phenomenal, you know, fantastic songs that have stood the test of time through all four decades. And then sometimes it's just a blowout. I mean, if you've got, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit on the 90s channel and freaking I Get Weak by Belinda Carlisle on the 80s channel, well, then Belinda just goes home.
Right,
sad. You know what I mean?
You send her packing.
Yeah, but then you can get Kashmir by Zeppelin on the 70s channel, which will just wipe up Jerry and the Pacemakers on the 60s channel. I mean, it can go any number of ways. I mean, that's what's exciting about it. There's a new game every 3 minutes. That's why I love it.
But what if you listen to the 60s song and then you move to the 70s and then you listen to that song, and then by the time you get to the 80s, there's another one on the 60s channel. Which one do you vote on?
No, you just go for whichever one was on the channel when you play it. I mean, that's what's awesome about it, because you can play it, you know, continuously. But I don't know. That's, you know, if they can put freaking bingo on TV, it almost seems like there's a better game somewhere in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, just compared to bingo.
I just
yes,
like
to, absolutely.
Well,
compared
yeah,
to bingo,
if you're going to
yes.
compare it to
that's,
bingo.
That's all. Well, that's what we're talking about here. And by the way, I made the prediction last week. We'll see if it comes true. That bingo will air twice. It's already aired once. They're still running the promos, so it will. It looks like air this Friday night. But I think that's going to be it. I think two times is all they're going to get out of bingo.
And then it's vote for your own game with the decades.
But Bean, why do you say it? Because it was number 3 on a Friday
yes.
night, and it's probably really cheap to produce.
Because I think they're going to be so embarrassed, they're going to have to pull it.
Really?
Because I think they're going to wake up and they're going to realize it was bingo.
That's never happened, has it?
You think a TV network is going to be embarrassed by something?
Well, even though it was number three, ABC has they have a higher higher expectation of audience than Fox does. I mean, Fox kind of expects to lose except for on their good shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think ABC probably has some cutoff, just like NBC does. I mean, NBC has shows that are 100th in the ratings that are getting around 6 million viewers, and that's, that's just hanging on, yet that would be considered a smash hit on the CW.
Right.
I think their expectations are higher, so that's why I think they're going to say, well, we could probably do better with, a rerun of some former hit rather than continue to put bingo on.
Let's call up ABC. That's the channel with the bingo, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's call them up and have Bean pitch his game in the car.
I don't think there's a game
Bean
there.
Bean can host it. Neither is there with bingo. Bean can host it, and he can just say, all right, 60s, here's the song. 70s, here's the song. 80s, here's the song. 90s, here's the song.
Everybody votes, and then maybe you can win valuable prizes.
Excellent.
Or CCR comes and plays at your house.
I like it.
You make fun, but if that was on, say, VH1 Classic with, music experts, and you threw out four different songs, that would be an interesting show.
They had to debate it?
Yeah, that'd be an interesting show. Yeah.
I used to love Rock and Roll Jeopardy on VH1. Remember that show?
Yeah, but
it was like
way
Jeopardy,
too
except they were all rock questions.
Way too easy.
Yeah,
it got annoying.
That's Jeff Probst hosted that, who went on to host Survivor.
Dude, I'm telling you got something here, and you're just pooping all over it.
I play to amuse myself, as I do so many things in my life.
Mm-hmm. Do you do interviews after someone loses?
Aretha Franklin, you looked good right there going into the stretch. What did you think when the Beatles came up from behind you and took it?
How did it feel to let them slip ahead of you?
Ooh, Rage Against the Machine, so close. What happened against Weird Al?
Oh, please, like Rage would ever lose against Weird Al.
Like Weird Al would ever lose against anybody, by the way. Weird Al automatically wins.
Weird Al has some bad songs, dude.
Doesn't matter what he's up against, Al wins.
What about the stupid eBay song? What about that one? He doesn't win with that one, does he? There's no way he wins with the eBay song.
Fortunately, they wouldn't play it, so we don't have to worry about that. So, anyway, hey, tell Lisa May before you go on and tell us about today's show, tell Lisa May that I'm not talking to her, and I'm very disappointed.
Why?
Lisa, Bean's not talking to you, and he's very disappointed.
Kevin, ask Bean whatever the reason is.
Whatever could the reason be, Bean?
Ask Lisa May how long it's been since she's graced us with a ponytail.
Lisa, how long has it been since you've graced us with a ponytail?
I think I had one last week.
Mike?
Maybe not. So 2 weeks.
Mike shares my enthusiasm. How long has it been since the ponytail?
My boner does not recall a ponytail last week.
So 2 weeks.
Assistant producer Alex has one today, though.
Oh, here. So there you go.
She's filling in. Super Whore always comes
through. So
you'll
talk to me now.
Well, I'm sure she earned it, too. I'm sure that ponytail was... Just because there's something in her hair, I think.
Stop it.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I dropped this bomb on you and Lisa, Bean, before the show. Why are we talking about anything else besides the Kevin and Bean spy? I don't understand.
What the hell is the Kevin and Bean spy?
That is true.
Well, you might have brought that up when we were talking about Rodney instead of 5 minutes later, Mike.
Kevin opens the show. He's on the marquee here.
Right, but I played the Rodney bit. What's the Kevin and Bean spy?
Found out from a very reliable source that if Rodney comes in on his Sunday morning shift and the Kevin and Bean office is still open, say if the cleaning ladies have left it open or if some of us have
which is
open,
about 100% of the time.
Right. He will not go on until him and his board op walk the building, scouring the building, trying to find the Kevin and Bean spy to make sure that it is, in fact, an accident. There isn't actually one of us here.
What's he afraid we're going to do? Gas him out while he's on the air talking about the Ramones?
I don't know.
He just thinks we're here sabotaging him somehow?
Yes. Nope, I'm not going on.
There could
be one of them here.
We don't have to do anything to make his show unlistenable. He can handle that.
All the stuff we play, about... I think 100% of it is on the air, isn't it? It's just
100%. Yeah.
So we can do that from home. We don't need a spy. Now, you've been here before, Mike. Does he recognize you as being part of the Kevin and Bean spy crew?
No, he doesn't recognize me somehow.
Well, then he's an idiot.
But he also doesn't recognize me from the time I physically assaulted him and tried to throw him out of the building.
Threw him up against the wall.
Because you thought he was a homeless woman who was hanging out outside the parking lot.
That's right. It's 12 midnight and time for that show you've heard so much about. The Rodney on the Rock program from midnight to 3 a.m. It's a new music show.
Folks who maybe aren't in show business may not realize this, but that's how you can tell you've got the full support of your employer is when they put you on Sunday nights at midnight. That's how you know that you're the showcase. You're the marquee right there.
Everything else leads up to that.
That's right.
That's the payoff.
Okay.
5:39, it is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning. Like I said, we have quite a show for you today. We have Scott Rosenberg, the CEO of Platinum Studios, and he has the comic book challenge. If you come up with the right comic book, I believe this is the one where they make a movie about it or a comic book. Forget it.
I don't know. I think that's more in Ralph's world than mine. He's got the information on that.
Well, at any rate, that's just the reason that we're using to get Scott Cranford on the line.
Any excuse.
Scott Cranford.
I love Scott.
He rules the world with his ridiculously crazy bad.
How dare you?
Very
How
creative.
Dare you?
Superheroes. Like Malt Man. He's a malt.
I would watch any of those
malt
superheroes
man.
If
he's
they had
a malt
TV shows.
And he's a man. He could choke you if you drink him too fast.
Give you a brain freeze.
Also on today's show, we have PotPartner.com. This looks fantastic. It's an online dating service for people who like to 420, as they put it.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds fantastic. We didn't have time yet to get into the lightning look at me suit at the K-Rock Weenie Rosie Fiesta.
Although if you were there, you couldn't miss him.
Yeah.
Right.
Just no way.
Yeah.
Electric green.
Electric green. It was bright, bright, bright green. And he took it all the way, too. He had the green, you know, alligator shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
And the green pants, the green shirt, and the green vest, and the
Wore
green
the whole thing
tie.
All day.
Yeah.
He did look a little bit like Magic Don Juan walking through the crowd.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He looked just like him. Also on today's show, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com talking about David Hasselhoff getting the kids because his wife is worse somehow.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating, all because of this.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Another rousing rendition of Tyra Banks is a Big Fat Whore on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Yay. We're
not going to have time for that, I don't think.
Dude, I sat down yesterday for 10 seconds and I realized, gold, this is gold.
That's awesome.
And it just happened to be recording. It happened to be on. I didn't even go to it to find it.
Was yesterday the day she had transgendered people on?
No, you know what? It may have been. I don't know because it was on earlier in the day, so it may have been a repeat
right.
of some
mm-hmm.
kind. It was some kind of an auction of all her stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard anything about
that.
You could own something worn by me.
Well, if I could get some DNA off of it for my model farm, I might take that.
You have a model farm?
You know I have a model. You know I'm growing models in the basement.
And also, if you missed it late in the show yesterday, we had Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne in the program. They were fantastic.
They were.
Weren't they great?
Fantastic.
It was really fun.
So we got some highlights of that coming up just after 6 o'clock. And we'll tell you about the Anaheim Ducks going to the finals.
What about that?
How excited are you?
Going to the finals. Unbelievable.
Well, Kevin's not excited at all. Are you kidding me?
I would rather they went than the Red Wings, for God's
sakes. Sure. We hate them.
Yeah, but I'm a Kings fan, so this whole playoffs kills me because the Kings didn't exactly make a good showing in the playoffs. They didn't actually show at all in the playoffs. They didn't even make the playoffs. But anyway, the Ducks are going into the Stanley Cup Finals, which is super exciting, and we're going to tell you about that coming up later this morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we got Ralph Showbizby coming up next.
Hey, we got more tickets for you for K-Rock Night at Magic Mountain. We're closing the park Thursday night, inviting everybody to come on down. Who's cool? Everyone who's listening. Everyone who wins this week on K-Rock, including this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. So stick around. We'll tell you when to call right now, 551. As Kevin mentioned, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on?
Just cool people, though.
That's right.
Or people who listen.
And lucky people.
All you squares, stay home.
The Bean's saying.
That's what I'm telling you, yeah.
So funny that Bean would say that.
Yeah. He is the arbiter of cool.
Only the
Thank
cool
you for
people
noticing.
Like Bean.
That's what I like about him.
Play the 60s, 70s, 80s game.
90s as well.
Sorry, I forgot about the 90s. Congratulations to Apollo Ono.
Hey!
He,
won the speed skating?
No. Oddly, that's his strength, but in this case, he won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, is that over now?
It is the,
we have the finale.
Last night was the long 2-hour finale. And at the end, they said, Apollo Ono, here's your trophy?
Is that what you get?
I have no idea.
Know.
I've never seen
remember.
The show. So.
Good. Dean, what do they get?
I don't have any idea. I don't watch it either. What do you think is harder, to win an Olympic gold medal in speed skating or to win Dancing with the Stars?
Did you just ask that?
Yeah, I did.
I wonder. I would have to reckon speed skating, ass. I think I just heard you get a big kiss on the lips from Tom Bergeron.
That's
right.
What you
want.
Oh, yeah. That's the prize? Wow.
He came in first, then Joey Fatwan and Layla Ali came in third, who said to Tom Bergeron, I'm pissed. Went eliminated.
Really?
So at least she's honest.
Oh.
Layla has announced now that the Dancing with the Stars is over, she's going to have knee surgery. She's got two bad shoulders, two bad knees, a bad back, and weak wrists,
oh
she claims.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's quite the boxer, isn't she?
What's left?
Not much.
Her dad's in better shape.
I guess MMA is out for her.
I hope they put her dad on the show next year on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that'd be great. Shuffling with the Stars.
Put him on. Put Michael J. Fox on. Put Dick Clark. Roger Ebert. Come on. Who wouldn't watch that show?
Oh, my God. Dude. The stroke version.
That'd be effing shaky right there.
That'd be awesome. Yes, it would.
Thank you. Thank you.
The effing shaky version.
Oh, please. Oh, no. Thank you. Please. Yeah. So, congratulations. Actually, you know who the real winner is?
The people, because it's over?
No, the people because of Apollo Ono's partner.
Oh, you
seen this
really?
18-year-old oh, yeah. he's dancing
she's,
with?
Yeah. No.
She's
holy
unbelievable.
Crap.
Yeah, she hot?
At 18, she's off
she's
the
flawless.
Scale. She's just nuts.
And
she's
a professional.
18. She's a professional dancer and choreographer. She's like, she won some title, the greatest teenage dancer in the world or something. But she's blonde and just diabolically hot.
Well, sounds sexy.
It sure is. So I only tune in periodically just to get a glimpse of what she's wearing. They should have given her
though,
own show just called just Hot Ass with the Stars. That's what it should be called.
Because of the nature of that show, she is unlikely to take the offseason to do Playboy, though.
Yeah, I
think
I know.
They probably frown on that,
she's
which
18.
Is kind of a shame.
We got, well, I
know,
wait, but I can wait her out.
Okay. Yeah, she'll still be good in a few years.
4 years from now, she decides to do it. I'll still be here. Right okay. here waiting for her. The words of Richard Marx. Would he win the game?
No.
No.
He might, depending.
No.
Depending on what's on.
Doesn't matter what's
tonight
on.
Tonight we'll find out who wins in American Idol.
Woo!
Do you still have the Jordan spark?
Bean? You know I've loved her since she went to Hollywood. She's been my favorite the whole time, and I've never had a girl that I almost said something that would have sounded very dirty. I've never been behind a contestant all the way who's ended up winning it, so I would be very, very happy.
Behind a contestant.
Yeah.
She was great last night.
She was great last night, and apparently dialidol.com from this website, they're the ones who check the busy signals to see to register to see who's going to be the big winner's going to be.
Right.
This year they've had a hard time picking winners because the vote differential has been very close, apparently, in most of the voting, but they say it's no contest tonight. Jordan will be the clear winner. So,
what did Paula look tonight. Like?
Paula, you couldn't even tell she had a broken
really?
Nose. It was very disappointing. Yeah. I was hoping for a big bandage
sure,
or something.
Yeah.
Or
black eyes.
And,
yeah, black eyes or clown nose or something.
Clown nose.
I read a very interesting fact yesterday, guys. Maybe
we'll
it's just me, but we'll see if it, what is the median age, that is the age at which half are older and half are younger of the people who watch American Idol?
Eight.
Bear in mind, it's the biggest show in television in our lifetime, it seems like.
Right,
what's
nine,
the median
nine,
age?
Nine. I'm going to go with 15.
I'm going to say
what
20.
What do you think, Lise?
20.
20? Ralph?
I'm going to say 25.
Mike?
19.
41.4.
What? You mean half of the viewers are over 41 years old?
Yes, and half are younger than 41.4. Dancing with the Stars is even older. Than that.
Wow.
41.4 is the median age. Apparently,
so it really
old
gets
people like it.
But
it
gets
everybody. Yeah.
If 40 is the median age, then
that
really,
means you got half the people are eight and half are 80.
Yeah, you've almost got a 50-50 split there.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That's nuts.
I have an interesting statistic. And that
do
is,
you?
And that is,
you've been drinking? Is that the statistic?
And that is tonight, American Idol is over.
Until January, and then Ralph and I start the countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Already looking forward to it.
Oprah Winfrey's dad is selling her out. I couldn't be happier about this story.
Oh, tell me.
New York Daily News reports that Oprah is shocked and disappointed, in her words, to find out that her dad, Vernon, has been hard at work writing a book about her behind her back. This is why the story gets even better. Because last week, several newspapers said, Oprah, we heard your dad's writing a book about you. And she went, no. I would so know about that. You people in your stories, you're making up your lies just to stir things up. Right, Dad? You're not writing a book about me, are you?
I forgot to tell you.
Was her dad's response?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm writing a book. I forgot to mention. Did I mention that? That I'm writing a book about your life?
He didn't say anything about
behind
that.
Behind your back.
Yeah. Now, she'll have him killed, though, right?
Oh, of course.
He'll be stuffed.
Absolutely.
Stuff, yeah.
Is he going to put in the book the time when she said to him,
ew. Strange penises would bother me. The idea of, you know, men in your face.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on. Chapter one.
By the way, I had to beep
Bukkake,
that.
It's called.
I had to beep that. She could say it. I had to beep it.
Of course you can. Apparently,
Dot Imus fired.
Yep.
He was going to say that she was a very willful and troublesome child when he was raising her. She got pregnant, at 14. She left her mom to go live with her dad. Mm-hmm. And then the baby passed away after a few weeks after his birth, and then he pretty much had to whip her into shape. So,
any evidence that Oprah ate the child? Or
no?
That's my guess.
I think that's hamsters who do that.
Is one of the chapters titled,
I'm So Fat.
Yes.
I bet it is.
It's the biggest chapter of all. Britney Spears has a new fix.
Yes.
According to the New York Daily News, she likes to get B12 shots. Everywhere she goes now, she's calling doctors to come over and give her B12 shots.
Great.
Is that a euphemism?
No, apparently she just likes the vitamin kick, the energy kick, rather, you get from getting a B12 vitamin shot.
Hmm.
Because she needs to constantly being injecting something, snorting something, drinking something, or else...
Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
That's right. She just needs that. The act of doing that. Really.
Put something in me
just
again.
Just give me something that I don't have now. That's what she wants. More.
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like things and things.
Oh.
She's I miss magic. That show.
She's so articulate. And lastly, we're not talking about the infomercials today, are we?
No, we can't. But I think we're going to Friday.
Friday, we'll be talking about the 15 great infomercials of all time on television. And as you may or may not know, I'm a huge fan of the infomercial.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait on Friday to find out how many of them you own.
Love the infomercial. Love ordering things off of the television. Well, I think I found one that we need to have. I think we need to have the Mick Jagger penis enlargement infomercial.
What? There is one?
Well, there isn't, but there should be when you hear about Mick Jagger's technique for attempting to increase the size of his reportedly small manhood. Word comes from his close friend and a guy who directed one of his videos, Julian Temple, told BBC Radio that Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger once covered his unit with bees.
Oh,
so that
no!
So that the bees would sting it and make it get bigger.
That's just not true.
Did he think it would be permanent?
Well, apparently this is an Amazonian marriage ritual that he learned about when he was filming a movie in Peru, where they take a bamboo cone and they fill it with bees.
Oh, dear God.
And you stick it over your most private of all parts, and then the bees start to rapidly sting it. And it swells and expands to fit the size of the bamboo cone.
You're not going to want to do anything with it after that. It's going to be really
you got to pull the stingers out at least.
Painful.
But I'm saying that's the infomercial. Mick Jagger. This is how I want to make my penis bigger.
That sounds perfectly horrible.
Yeah.
And too good to be true.
Shut up!
I choose to believe.
Me too.
Why do you...
I like to see how they lasso those bees.
I hate you.
That's funny.
My balls are no longer proportionate to my wang.
That's a clip from the infomercial. How about that? I guess I was wrong.
By the way, former girlfriend Janice Dickinson, we've had her in on the show, supermodel Janice Dickinson, says that Mick's unit is very disappointing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, to her...
Well, to her, yeah.
Good point.
Throwing a hot dog down a hallway. I'm just saying, imagine being Mick Jagger, who could just probably slept with thousands of women.
Yeah.
Women are constantly just clamoring to get naked with you, and then you got to be concerned like that.
Yeah. That's kind of a bummer.
Look at Psycho Mike nodding his head. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he does.
Just a minute, honey. I got to go get some bee stings. I'll be right back.
I got to go get my hive. Now we know where all the bees are disappearing to, by the way. Jagger's got them all at his place.
That's right. He's catching them.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Drew Carey, actor and comedian, is 49 years old today. What's Drew been up to, I wonder, since his show's gone off the air? Haven't seen a lot of him.
Mm-mm.
He's drinking.
Drinking.
Paying $100 a drink, apparently.
I'm guessing he does a lot of stand-up gigs, too. I'm sure he does Vegas and that kind of stuff. Remember Duff from MTV? Model and VJ Karen Duffy?
Karen Duffy, yeah.
She's 46 years old today.
She had some sort of weird health crisis at some point, didn't she, Ralph?
Yes.
Did she get something that sidelined her for a while?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. I think it was bee stings.
Bee sting vagina.
From... Beasting vagina, by the way.
Playing in the division.
Jewel.
Oh. Yes.
Singer and boobalicious young lady is 33 years old today. And Phil Selway, drummer for Radiohead, turns 40. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
So Ozzy sits down, puts on the headphones, and goes, that's a good song. Ladies and gentlemen, special day here at K-Rock. Please welcome to the studio Mr. and Mrs. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. Yeah, joined us here at the world famous K-Rock.
This is a, morning. I've never heard that word in years.
You haven't seen it.
I said, Ozzy, how are you? When I saw him in the hallway, and you said,
tired.
Tired. Tired. Well, you had a big night last night. It's a big day today. The album's coming out, Black Rain. First new album in how long of all new material? I know you had the covers record.
Six years.
Six years.
When they told me that, I thought, what happens? How time flies when you're having fun. with cameras around your house and your wife with cancer and all this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it takes up time quickly, I imagine.
Now, we have so much we need to talk to you about, and we're going to talk about the record. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff, but we need to take care of some business first thing, Ozzy, and that is Psycho Mike in the back of the room, the good-looking young gentleman right there. Mike, why don't you explain what we're doing here today?
Ozzy.
Yeah.
If it would be okay with you, I would like you to autograph my body, and there's a tattoo artist waiting in the studio next door, and he will tattoo your autograph onto my body.
What if you're silly enough to? I'll do it, but you've got to remember, a tattoo is not for today, it's for the rest of your life.
I understand that, but
I don't want you to really think it, because I don't want you to say, God damn, that Ozzy Osbourne disfigured me. For this.
No, you.
And it's not a very good look autograph either.
Tell them about the behind the scenes.
Well, first off, as I said before, I'm the resident metalhead here at K-Rock, and your music has meant a lot to me. But besides that, I have a huge connection to you automatically, being that I'm a recovering alcoholic drug addict, so you and I share something automatically, as we do with other millions of people.
We can have a meeting.
That's right. but on top of that, ever since I was a little boy, I've always looked to you as an inspiration, because you've been very open about the fact that you are someone who is crippled with self-doubt a lot of times and has had self-esteem problems. Sharon has said many times that she's had to convince you to get out on stage, and that you've said that, you know, people aren't going to like me and things like that. And as a young kid, to me, that seemed insurmountable, and it seemed, you know, like a very formidable thing to overcome as a character flaw. But I could always look to you. I said, if this guy could play, you know, 80,000-person arenas and sell the millions and millions of copies of albums that he has, and he suffers from the same thing that I do, then I know everything will be okay, and I'm not alone. And I've you know, kept you as kind of like a pillar of strength for me to go on and do things.
So where do you want a tattoo?
Well, I think that's up to you. As long as it's not in the face.
As long as you don't drop your pants, I'm fine.
Now, Ozzy, this can't be the first time someone has asked you to do this. I bet there are a lot of people out there with your signature, right?
Yeah.
Tattooed, yeah.
And a big figure next to it, and he's going, cash me in.
All right, he's going to take off his shirt, I think. You going to do it on your stomach?
Do you have a place where you want it, Mike?
Back?
Stomach might be good. Like,
stomach?
Right next to my thug life.
You don't have thug life.
You don't have thug life, Mike.
No, don't have a tattoo that says thug life.
Sharon, is this a treat for you? Mike is disrobing. Is that all right?
He has a fabulous body.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 28 years young.
Sweet boy.
He's posing over here, Bean.
Oh, yes.
I see that. He's flexing. Hey, Sharon, Ozzy's not going to live forever. Maybe you want to keep Mike in mind.
Stop it.
No, I'm just saying. Hey, life's for the living. You got to move on.
Ozzy's citing his left shoulder.
And he's doing it really big.
He's writing quite big.
Quite big. No, Ozzy, that's not big.
Yes.
Really big. Yes.
He asked for it.
No, it's too big.
What do you want to spend the night with him or what?
No. That signature
is. Okay, now Mike's taking off his shirt.
How big, you know,
it's up to you, man.
He's going to write another one now on his left chest.
Gives him choices.
I think we should tattoo them all.
Oh, stop it.
Just sleeve him. With Ozzy.
With all Ozzy signatures.
He's just writing names on his chest.
He's writing Sharon's name.
Is he not writing? Is he writing your name now?
Yeah. Do not tattoo that.
That's awesome.
This is fantastic. Oh.
All
right, Mike.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Have this not done it on the
people. All right. Very nice.
Now you've gone mad.
He is off into the next room to get that tattooed.
Yeah,
are you
for
sure?
Real.
You think about
no, he
it,
wants it. He really I'm does. But maybe you wanted someplace else.
I used to have girlfriends now at the moment.
We have Chris Stenzel from the White Lotus Tattoo in the next room who's going to put that on. Ozzy, Mike, you go ahead and step out and go get your tattoo on it.
All right.
Let me ask you this, Ozzy, because I did see you on Jimmy's show last night. And you talked about how you've been clean and sober now for more than 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that finally did the trick for you? It finally made you go, that's too much. It's enough. I've got to get clean.
Before, I would never remember how bad I felt and how bad everybody else around me was feeling. Because if you're living with a practicing alcoholic, it affects the whole family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just got up to the point where I thought, you know what? I'm not enjoying this. You know, I drink and get worse than I was before I was drinking. You know,
right?
So I just the first thing I quit was smoking. I don't know why. Then and you all just when you know.
Nobody says I quit smoking, but I don't know why. Did you think?
No, it's like everything else. It's, I used to get a kick out of smoking,
right?
And it wasn't working. I was drinking, right. and it stops working. You know.
Right. I see.
Because all I found out I was doing was self-medicating, and I would done a lot of that.
And was it just painfully difficult to get to stop?
I've been trying to stop since my daughter Kelly was born. It was 23, 24 years ago.
Wow.
I've got the book on the best rehabs, and I've been to all these rehabs. But all a rehab is to teach you what's wrong with you. And when you come out of them, you'll never do. That's how you never do it the same again. Because then now you know you're drinking with a knowledge of why you're drinking. And it just spoils everything, you know. And slowly but surely, I got to that point where I thought, you know, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be goody two shoes about it because I've said it so many times before, and I've gone back to the booze. Right now, today, I live one day at a time, and I'm not going to take a drink today.
Good for you. Congratulations. Sharon, was it for you, was it a point where something had to change? Was it getting so bad that it was impossible for you guys to live the life you wanted to live?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Or were you just kind of used to it because that's the way it had been for so long?
No, it got to the point, I think, because our son was trying so hard to stay sober, mm-hmm. and it would break his heart when he'd come in and see his dad drunk, and that would break my heart mm-hmm. looking at my son, and it was just like, no, can't take it anymore, too old.
Your boy Jack just turned it around like no one I've ever seen in the public eye. He went from really a party dude to a world-class athlete, it seems like, at this point. Isn't he climbing mountains and kickboxing and doing it all now, right?
He is, and he's just... Yesterday he was in China. Today he's in Mongolia.
What's he doing now?
He was in China with the Shaolin monks.
No kidding.
And now he's in Mongolia, in the middle of nowhere, living with a family in a hut. Why?
Is he lost?
I don't know. No, why he's doing it, I have no idea.
He's always saying, he's phone home.
But no, he's amazing. I mean, he turned himself around from a teenage couch potato that spent his days drinking beer, smoking pot, and doing video games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just...
He just didn't do the video games.
He cut down on that, everything else. He can kick all of our asses now, though.
Don't even... Right? I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. He's unbelievable.
I bet he had no idea he had those kinds of abilities.
No, because when he was at school, he was never into sports.
Yeah.
Never into sports. So it suddenly came from nowhere, and it's like, wow, Jack, who knew?
That is awesome.
So the MTV show where so many millions of people fell in love with your family, that is such a out-of-date snapshot now. You guys couldn't get a reality TV show today because you're all too boring, right?
Oh, way too boring. God.
Well, you probably still have the dogs that poop all over the place, though.
Of course.
But it's still there from when the TV show was going.
I don't doubt that.
Changed a few colors. Though.
Now, Ozzy, we need to take a break, but we have Black Rain standing by. The new CD, I Don't Want to Stop, is the song. You want to tell us a little bit about that before we take a break?
You know, it's a single enough, the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, play it, see what you think. It's a bit early in the morning for me. I mean.
No worries. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with the new song from Ozzy, which is great. I've heard it already. It's fantastic. So we'll take a quick break.
Is that what's going on in the other room?
Yep. Yeah.
That's the tattoo?
It's in progress.
Torture room in there.
The Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock, that's the new Ozzy song, I Don't Want to Stop, from Black Rain, which comes out today. You're listening to Psycho Mike get a tattoo in the other room.
Of Ozzy's signature. Of course, if you're a WWE fan, you've already heard that song, I Don't Want to Stop. What was it like making an album sober, Ozzy? That must have been weird.
At first, I thought, how am I going to do it? Because I thought the alcohol and the pot and whatever would helping me have the inspiration to write it, but it wasn't a fact. I suddenly was there going, I can't do it. And I had to come to a decision to myself. But if I can't do it without Eric, then I'm not going to do it. You know. But then someone said to me, ask people for help. If you can't express yourself, ask somebody that you can trust to help. And that's what I did. It wasn't a sole production and written thing by me. I mean, we all worked together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zach's incredible.
Yeah, Zach Wilde, yeah.
Mike Borden from Faith No More, he's great. I mean, and Belasco.
How do you ask people for help when you've done as much as you've done?
Well,
you know what I mean. It almost seems
I have to because you know if it's I've got to change something in myself to go get on my sober thing, you know, mm-hmm. and that's really really important to me right now. I mean, because I'm kind of enjoying being sober. Like I used to like getting smashed,
mm-hmm.
but I don't do as much work on it as I should. But I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like I woke up one morning a different person. You know, I don't know what mm-hmm. I can't explain. They say it's a bottom, but every time before I'd get a bottom, and then I had one of these gatherings we have say my bottom's got a trapdoor, and I thought, oh yeah, that makes sense. But I don't know. It just worked for me.
Hey, don't question the magic. You know,
it's true.
Fred emails in. Hey, dudes, the new guy you have on the show does the best Aussie imitation I've ever heard. So congratulations on that.
That's actually Aussie.
Oh, that is the real Aussie.
Yes.
Sharon Osbourne is here, who, of course, those of us in the music business know is a force, a dynamic force in the entertainment business. You've been behind the scenes pulling strings for so many years, and you're back with a new Ozfest, Sharon. And you came up with an idea that I'm not sure Ozzie has signed off on yet. He's sold on the whole idea about giving the free tickets away.
Have you run that by him yet?
what's this all about, Sharon? Why are you doing it this way this year?
So many different reasons. Firstly, it's our 12th year. You try and keep things new. You try and keep things fresh, and it's very hard to do that. And secondly, all the bands, you know, I'm talking as a producer here. You know, they want so much money. For some reason, when it comes to Ozfest, we're kind of penalized. They want more for playing Ozfest.
Ah.
And it's just been breaking us. The last 3 years has been just a nightmare. I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a band called Hell Yeah. So we wanted them, half Mad Vein and a guy from Pantera. Mm-hmm. We wanted them to do Ozfest. So they go, fine, we want 20 grand a show. Can't give you that. You're not worth it. They go to Family Values and get 5.5 grand. But for us, they want 20.
Wow.
It's like we're penalized every time. It's like, why? And it's like become like a two-headed monster because we can't earn enough to feed the monster.
Right.
Everybody wants more. And then we just say, you know what? 25 shows, fine. Who cares? One time, 25 shows. Nobody gets paid. Who cares? And Ozzy, I know. And it's like, you know what? Give back, and we kind of put the brakes on all the.
But
agents,
how did you talk
the bands?
The bands, though, how did you talk Static X and Lamb of God and Hatebreed? Some of these bands that have a following that could charge. How did you do it?
Do Lamb of God? I have to hand it. The first band that came in were Lamb of God, and unbelievable guys. They totally wanted to be a part of something that was free. They wanted to do it for their fans as we want to do it for mm-hmm. ours. And they're like, yeah, we're in, and we can work on days that Ozfest isn't and earn money.
The thing is, it's free to get in, but you got to pay to get out.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that. You have to buy a ticket to get
plan.
Out.
Yeah, and that's it. It's, but I have to stay. You know, and like Static X, they called. They're like, yeah, we're in. You know, we've played Ozfest.
I hope they'll stick to the words because we're going to look like a right load of lemons. My band, I'm there with an acoustic guitar and you got to...
Keep going, Ozzy. Keep going. We're waiting for a band to show. Another hour.
Yeah, just another hour.
Keep playing.
And it's not, darling, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We've got the whole day to get over that. You're on next. And then you're on next. And then you're on next again.
I want to make sure I understand here, Sharon. It's not too late. You can still go to ozfest.com, click on free tickets, and you can still get the tickets. They haven't actually started been distributing until June, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not doing it until the beginning of June. So absolutely. We didn't want to do it too far out. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do it as near the shows as possible. So it's just a month away from when we start.
I gotcha. Now, Sharon is also on TV. She is on the NBC hit show called America's Got Talent. And it's got to be weird for you, especially this year, because everyone who knows you from that show wants to talk about David Hasselhoff, because you're sitting next to him all day, right?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's very funny.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
He's funny.
He is funny. He strikes me so...
I'd be kind of funny if I'd Baywatch and all them boobs running up and down.
That's a good point.
But now you that don't? You've gotten Ozzy sober, what are you going to do for Hasselhoff?
Hey, do you know what? He's a funny guy. He's a good guy. He's not my man, you know.
Not your responsibility.
No,
not her job.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, his own life to take care of.
Why do you... This is the thing that fascinated me. I understand why Hasselhoff does a show like that, or why Brandy was doing it, and why Jerry Springer is doing it. But Sharon, you have an empire to run. I mean, why...
Yes, I'm glad you agree with that.
Thank you, Ozzy. Why is somebody like you even wasting your time with a show like this, Sharon?
Because I can't say the word, can I, here? Because I'll get into trouble.
Probably not.
Yeah.
What does it rhyme with?
It starts with an H.
H.
O.
Yes.
I'm a publicity.
Whore. You can say whore.
Can I have a publicity whore?
We don't have sex in studio.
No. That's not what she's saying. That's not what she's talking about.
It feeds my ego.
I got you.
I can't lie. I mean,
she's so honest.
In other words, they asked you.
Hang on, one sec. Did my wife just say, I can't lie?
She did. She just said that.
She did
I
say
only
that.
Lie to you.
Is that true?
Yeah, true. I don't lie, but my husband.
Sharon, how's your... A lot of people who are fans of yours will want to know, how's your health? You still feel good? Still?
Oh, yeah.
Because you look great.
Thank you.
It's my health that's suffering now.
Well, we all know Sharon went through a bit of a scare in recent years, so you're doing okay now, though.
I think she's a good actress as well.
Is that it? Just an actress? She just wanted people to feel sorry for her?
No, poor thing. I felt like a paramedic after 9 months. I kept trying to take her to the hospital.
Yeah.
We've all thought, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, that God forbid you lose Sharon, because, Ozzy, you're dead within 30 minutes of her walking out the door. Because what's the point? You can't get up. You can't get dressed. She can't get out of the house.
I tell her what she does to me. She goes, what should I wear, though? She goes, look, how old are you? Go into your dressing room and come. So, but you know, son, you're better than me. Just do it. I got my arms off. It's time to do. So I'll go, I'll wear this. I'll come out of the dressing room. And she'll go, Ozzy, you aren't joking. You are not. Every time, you're not walking down the street with me and them.
Well, hold on, guys. First of all, this morning, it's like 7:45 in the morning, and Ozzy comes in and he goes, is this all right to wear this morning?
Right.
And he had one of his stage shirts on. And I'm like, no, we don't wear that at this time of the morning. And so it's like he's oblivious. Ozzy, as far as clothes go, he's colorblind,
but
too.
But aren't all of his clothes black?
Yeah.
Ish.
Pretty much.
Black-ish.
How tough is that to match?
But it is. He comes one day, I'm at the hairdresser's. Ozzy comes to pick me up, and he's got this black top on that's kind of very loose and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And my hairdresser says to me, oh, Ozzy looks like Boy George today. And I look at him, and he's got one of my black night dresses on.
Nice.
It was hanging up
That's
with
a
his
good
t-shirt.
Didn't even know
had
that.
No,
I mean,
idea.
Anything black gets in my wardrobe.
It had three-quarter sleeves.
That's
and
fantastic.
It was cut. I'm like, what the hell are you doing in your shirt?
But
all right, listen.
My
I'll bet he pulled it off, though.
He did.
He's one of the few people that can pull it off.
We have to take another little break. Can you guys stick around for one more? And do you mind if we include some phone calls for the both of you? Would that
Absolutely.
Be okay with you?
Love to.
Okay. Okay, great. Here's the deal. Ordinarily, at this time, we open up the phones on any topic for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. But today, questions for Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne. Same phone number, though. Same prize. 1-800-520-1067 is the question. Plus, apparently, Mike's tattoo is done. He'll come back in and reveal it to you. All of that straight ahead here on the World Famous K-Rock.
So I've got a TiVo at home, and a couple of TiVos at home, and I tape everything. And I tape Tyra because she's always a whore. She's bad in every way.
She's
so
always awesome.
I regularly keep her. I regularly keep like two of her shows, and then when somebody says, oh, she's going to do a I'm Fat show, then I go back and look for it and
Excellent.
Find it and bring in highlights. Well, yesterday I came home from the show, and I turned on the TV, and it happened to be recording. It happened to be on at the time.
Okay.
And I hated her within 30 seconds.
Why do you hate Tyra so much? Because she's so awesome?
Here, let me just see if I can summarize it for you.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a
whore.
Big fat, big fat, big fat, whore, whore, whore. Big fat, big fat, big fat, whore, whore, whore.
Come on.
Yes.
Why do
best
you hate?
Best theme song ever.
Because, why do you hate?
Because she deserves, she demands it from us.
I love
she comes
her.
On the TV and she says, I demand you hate me. That's what she says on every show.
What was the topic of yesterday's Tyra Banks show?
You, if you're lucky enough, could spend $25,000, $30,000 and you could own something from a celebrity's closet. That's right, my closet.
Oh,
Tyra
no.
loves her some her.
Wait, was she just having a garage sale on TV?
Pretty much, yeah.
Selling her stuff for money?
It wasn't a garage sale. It was a...
like a...
auction. An auction.
Oh, an
thank
auction.
You.
Okay.
It was an auction. So here's the thing. She loves some her, and she expects everybody to be equally impressed by her.
Yeah.
So here's how she tells you what you're bidding on.
Now, this package was inspired by the Victoria's Secret's first and only Angels Across America tour.
Okay, now, if you know anything about that, she was part of it.
Of course.
The tour featured supermodels, the biggest supermodels in the world, like Heidi Klum, Gisele Bündchen, Adriana Lima, Alessandra Ambrosio, and me.
Me! I was on it. I'm a big fat whore.
That's a pretty good group of chicks, by the way. What
yes,
can you get
it is.
From them? Something
everybody,
with their DNA?
If you could leave her off, that would be fantastic.
And this package comes with four of the best items that I wore on the tour.
It comes with clothes I wore.
Here are the photos from across the tour, across the nationwide tour that we did.
Here's some photos of me on the tour.
They were
But there's more. The lucky little angel that gets this package also gets a one-of-a-kind high-fashion photo shoot that reflects her personal interests and her personal hobbies and passion.
How could I relate this to me?
And this shoot will be styled by my very own America's Next Top Model Glam Squad.
My show.
And it's going to be directed by me.
Excellent. Excellent. She says me about every 30 seconds on that show, Bean. Me, I my, she, I. 30 seconds.
I guess she's looking for Tyra fans to spend a lot of money to buy this stuff, huh?
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
Now, she's the auctioneer, and boy, is she good.
And we're not done yet, all right?
I'm sorry. There's more about her.
After the photo shoot, this same lucky angel will also have an extravagant dinner with me tonight at L.A.'s hottest gourmet restaurant. Who's got $10,000? Who's got $10,000? Who's got
$10,000?
Oh, my God.
Maybe hire someone for that part. maybe get an auctioneer.
No, she's got a great, great understanding of how auctions work.
Big Daddy in the front got $15,000. $15,000.
Okay, that's not how it works. You don't go $10,000, and when somebody bids $15,000, you go, okay, anybody else have $15,000? You got to up it by at least a dollar, right? I mean, aren't you looking for more? You don't want as many
yes.
bids at $15,000 as you can get.
Is she? Did she say anything about, is the money going to charity or anything, or is it all just going in her pocket?
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows.
I don't know. I'm sure it was her charity. She has that charity
yeah,
that she has for little girls.
For girls yeah.
I didn't stick around long enough to find out because she meed me right out of watching.
You can have an extravagant dinner with me.
With me.
Tonight.
One lucky girl. I know, me too.
God.
One
she's
lucky
weird
girl.
And crazy and dumb.
Why do you say that?
Because she's weird and crazy and dumb.
Oh, come on.
But yeah. At least she likes her own auction abilities.
Oh, my gosh. I could do this all day. This
yes.
is fun.
This is fun. I'm good at this.
Please don't.
Me. So then she goes up to $25,000, and this guy buys it for his daughter. It's parents and daughters in the audience. And then you find out that not only did this guy spend $25,000, but they have a business working relationship, and he was kind of set up in the audience to bid on it.
I bet they all were.
Me too.
Yeah. Who is going to go for $25,000?
Now, she says that as if it's not possible anyone could possibly go that high.
Anybody. $25,000. Sexy Daddy in the black jacket. $25,000.
Woo! And then she brings him up on stage.
My assistant, Steve, come on down.
I know this man. His name is Mike Liberty, and we do business together.
Okay, so it's Mike Liberty. We do business mm-hmm. together. I don't know what that means, but listen to how whipped he is.
So we counted on you. You did it. You brought it.
Well,
how could I miss it? I mean, my daughter loves you, and she's an angel, and she loves your show.
Yeah, how could I
and
miss
you
it?
You told me I wouldn't do any more business with you unless I was extorted by you on national television.
You made me bid, and I had to bid $25,000. I was here
you
for that reason.
Of course.
It was a deal ahead of time.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows. Blows.
But let's say you, the home viewer, are not there. You're not able to bid on that stuff, but you want to because it's her.
Right.
How could the person at home play along?
Starting today, you at home will be able to go to the Tyra Show website and bid on some amazing items. Check them out.
Okay, just before we get into that, I want to just remind Bean that of my bad ability of getting into pre-recorded bits where I say exactly what's coming up on the tape, she does that too.
Starting today, you at home will be able to go to the Tyra Show website and bid on some amazing items. Check them out.
Starting today, you at home will be able to go on the Tyra Show website and bid on amazing items from me and my celebrity friends.
From me and my celebrity friends and me.
Like this guitar that Terrence Howard actually wrote a song on for me.
Yes!
Oh, for me.
It's not enough that it's a guitar with Terrence Howard, but he wrote a song for her.
A gorgeous shirt and dress combo from my closet.
My closet, me.
That Naomi Campbell personally gave me.
Me, she gave it to me, people. This is all about me.
Dude.
I love me.
Unbelievable.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big f***ing whore.
Been Hammer 11 from TMZ.com coming up after 7, and everything between, you know, Harvey at 7 and Ralph right now, there's really very little in entertainment that you even need to know about beyond those two guys.
You got to ask Harv about this law they're passing against him.
Heard what? About this? Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, it's I guess it's the California States Assembly. Somebody passed a law saying, because of this whole TMZ Mel Gibson thing, you can't pay for privileged documents anymore if you're a journalist. Because they said that TMZ paid to get the sheriff's report about Mel Gibson when he got popped and started calling people Jews and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they passed a law, so it can't be done anymore by these disgusting journalists. But the fact is that TMZ never paid for that.
Yeah, Harvey just uses his charm and good looks, right?
That's right.
A, and B, how is anyone angry at anyone other than Mel Gibson for that case?
I have no idea. But anyways, I just read about it yesterday. You guys should definitely talk about that.
Right, absolutely.
I think Harvey's got a head of steam about this one. So
he
you
should.
Know, Harvey goes off, man.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
They should call it the Harvey Law.
They should
at least name it after him if they're going to do it.
6:35, it's Wednesday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Pete. What's going on?
Last night, Dancing with the Stars finale, Apollo Ohno was the winner, beating second place finisher Joey Fatone and Layla Ali, who came in at third.
I think that's. I think we decided it's Fatone. It's actually Joey Fatone, the kid from NSYNC.
Did we? You haven't been watching then, seeing Chubster rock and roll out there on the dance floor. Yes, Psycho Mike.
Ralph.
Yes,
am
Psycho
I correct
Mike.
That he is fatter than he was at the beginning of the show,
no.
And fatter than when he was a Backstreet Boy? Or
he's
he was.
Way fatter than when he was a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, but he's lost like 20 pounds.
But he actually
doing this
lost
show.
Some weight just from dancing
Guys,
around on this.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't a Backstreet Boy. Okay, he was an NSYNC.
Whatever.
Either way,
Jesus.
What
like,
hairs?
A difference. Same goddamn band.
It's amazing to me that
yeah,
he
I know.
Be...
I know. The man has no pride. Anyway, here's the shocker, is that Dancing with the Stars, the finale, beat American Idol last night in the ratings.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Couldn't
Never
have seen
that
coming.
That.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Fantastic.
But tonight, of course, American Idol's finale result show will be a crusher. Don't even bother putting anything else on television. That's what I said. Just a test pattern or a bowl of fruit or something.
Because how do you compete
still
against
life?
90 minutes of filler?
Nope, 2 hours.
Two hours! Yeah.
you, Kevin.
It's a 10-second announcement.
Don't
as they
you
stall.
Understand? We have to have the reunion of the final 12.
Oh.
We have to have performances. We have to have interviews. Oh, so much to cover.
You know, the Lost season finale is up against American Idol season finale.
That's tonight. What I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Gee, I wonder which one I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
Just me, but...
but still,
but
you're
still.
Standing your ground. That's
lost.
What I like about you. NBC News has dumped Dateline NBC anchor Stone Phillips.
Really?
What?
I love me some Stone.
What happened?
It's a cost-cutting move. His contract expires at the end of June, and he gets a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so they said, we don't want to pay you anymore. see a stone, skip a stone across the pond.
Imagine what they'd have to pay him if he emoted, by the way. He just gives him the bare bones robot talk.
Screw you. Stone Phillips is the best.
Who has a theory on who's the best?
I love Stone Phillips. You know
but
why?
Isn't he really super monotone?
No, he's got gravitas. Familiar with gravitas?
Yeah.
Sure,
certainly. That is the quality of weight or of authority that a newsman has that can make any story believable.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
And one of my favorite moments in television ever is when Stephen Colbert had Stone Phillips on his show, and they had a battle of gravitas, where they took meaningless news stories, but said it with conviction and with drama, showing you how powerful gravitas can be. Here is Stephen Colbert and Stone Phillips battling. I think Stone starts it off. It's a battle of the gravitas.
If you have ever sat naked on a hotel bedspread, we have got a chilling report you won't want to miss.
That's good.
Raheed and MC Fresh Jams were dropping mad beats at the house party when tragedy struck.
We invited Mother Teresa to respond to these charges.
See, she'd never be charged with anything. But they were just going back and forth. They were a battle of the gravitas. It was awesome.
By the way, that show on Comedy Central, The Colbert Report, is funny every single night.
Yes.
As is The Daily Show. Great shows.
Yes. Colbert rocks. I was having Omar pull that clip for me. He's like, this is pretty funny. Yeah. Maybe I should get cable.
Could Stone Phillips replace Doc and do news for us?
Oh, let's offer him a gig. He's free now?
Yeah, no. Doc has some kind of photos of our management. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Still got a mitten, too.
Still wearing the glove.
Still has the anal glove.
Yeah, doing his Michael Jackson impression.
Yep.
People like Dave the King of Mexico, who are incensed that Jericho has been canceled, are sending nuts to CBS corporate offices.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Wait a minute, sending nuts?
Yes, nuts to CBS is the name of the effort.
No.
Nuts to them
Tell me there's some kind of tie-in to the show, some kind of nut tie-in. Tell me they're not just doing it because they're saying they're nuts.
There's no tie-in. It's just nuts to you, CBS, for your bad decision.
Oh, dear God.
At press time, over 5,690 pounds of nuts had been sent to CBS corporate offices.
Well, they're going to change their minds then.
Yes, because they're drowning in nuts.
It's me.
Hey, Jesus.
Oh, Gene.
I tried to butt in for about 5 minutes.
I know. I figured I'd let him work up ahead of steam. Yes, Gene, what do you have to say?
Speaking of drowning in nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're a Jericho fan and you'd like to send nuts to CBS,
don't.
Go to nutsonline.com. And they'll tell you all the details.
We need to talk to them.
How to ship out your huge quantity of nuts.
We need to talk to Nuts Online and say, really?
To CBS, right. To show your displeasure, Jericho.
King, come in, please. Apparently, King has the explanation. DNN has the explanation of what the tie-in. Apparently, there is a tie-in with nuts. So.
Thank God we have Dave here to explain us the nut.
Now, I remember a few years ago, when they tried a Roswell campaign to bring back Roswell, they were having people send in some sort of sauce that was a plot point on the show, and that was the tie-in. And hopefully there's something like that here. Right, Dave?
Finally, we're talking about Jericho, though.
Finally! It's not for you.
No, basically it was the dad, instead of telling someone to go to hell, all he said was nuts. And that's like basically saying F off, and he went.
Well, that's why the show got canceled. That's stupid.
Because it's horrible. Now, did he say it once, I'm sure, or all
the
time?
They said it twice. They said it
twice.
That's all? And it was really just the last episode.
They only said it twice and only in the last episode.
Yes.
Nuts to you?
So basically, they're telling CBS to go to hell.
Yeah. Nuts to you, CBS.
That'll fix them.
Nuts.
Nuts.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Nuts.
Nuts.
We get it, Jerry. We got it.
We got it.
Dave, that's too little, too late is what that is for you Jericho fans.
Nuts.
All right. Thank you. Step out, Dave. Let's talk to Nuts Online tomorrow, Lightning.
Seriously.
Please line that up for us.
Nutsonline.com.
Terrible idea.
Shipping more nuts for you, the outraged consumer. Nuts.
Come on.
Oh, that's bad.
Congratulations to Marvel Comics. They are introducing the first Latino superhero team.
Woo-hoo. Did somebody order Mexican?
You know, we've got the Justice League of America.
Right.
You've got the Avengers. That's Iron Man and that crew over there in Marvel Comics. It's a long history of superhero teams in comic books. Marvel announces the Santorians.
The Santerians.
Yes. Their leader, Elegua, is a character that has gotten his power from the Afro-Caribbean religion of Santeria, and he has started the first all-Latino comic book team whose powers are all derived from Santeria. The Santerians! Coming to fight crime with a chicken head near you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a Nutman?
No, there's no Nutman.
Do they use this slogan?
They just f***ed with the wrong Mexican.
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I think they're Cubanos, but still, they're Latinos, so we're making headway. Today's celebrity birthdays, Drew Carey, comedian and actor, is 49 years old today. Karen Duffy, Duff, from MTV, she's 46 years old today. Jewel turns 33. Maxwell is 34.
Boobs, rather than
it's a good day for single-named singers.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And Phil Selway, drummer from Radiohead, turns 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. Joining us on the line on the world-famous K-Rock. Good morning, Harvey.
Hi, guys. Hi, Liz Ray.
Hi, Harvey.
Harvey, did you notice in Entertainment Weekly this week, did you see what they wrote about you?
No.
About how Paris Hilton should change her mailing address to TMZ.com?
I saw that.
Is that true, really?
Yeah,
yes,
yes.
It was in there.
I thought that was funny. Harvey, of course, runs the world's number one entertainment website, TMZ.com. We have a couple things we need to run by you real fast, Harvey. First of all, what about your new girlfriend, California State Assemblywoman Julia Brownlee? What's going on with you two?
Moron. She introduces this bill in the state assembly, and she's basically saying TMZ paid for that arrest report and bribed somebody, clearly, in the LA County Sheriff's Department, so I want a law saying that can't happen again. I mean, what is wrong with this chick?
Yeah, first of all, you didn't pay for it, right?
We didn't pay for it.
And second of all, shouldn't everyone be pretty angry at Mel Gibson and really no one else in this whole story,
well,
except for the Sheriff's Department for trying to lie and cover up and manipulate?
Not trying to. They did lie. They lied all day long and threatened me and said, that story's not true. They were totally protecting Gibson. So what I think is at the bottom of this is it happens, just coincidentally, I'm sure, that she represents, Mel Gibson is in her district. And so are a lot of other celebrities. So I'm just saying, maybe she's going to have a fundraiser and she's expecting a little payback from some celebrities.
Sure.
But Harvey, it says in the article that you put on here that the Assemblywoman introduced a bill which was unanimously passed by the state assembly. Why didn't
Who says there's only one moron in Sacramento?
No, but I'm just saying, why didn't anyone else say, do you have any proof that they paid? Or?
They don't know.
I mean,
they pass these things, you know, they pass law after law after law. I mean, there was no debate. I mean, she never called us. She's an idiot. And a looker.
Well, she's a good-looking woman. I love the photos on the side. There's no question about that. So at this point, she would probably say whether you paid or not, she wants to make sure the next guy can't or that you can't pay down the road. I mean, I'm sure that's what she thinks.
No, she's saying we paid.
Yeah, she's actually saying that, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Wow. And you have no recourse, I guess, because they can pass whatever laws they want. Nothing you can do about it, right?
Well, we have our recourse is TMZ.
Yes.
Well, you do have that going
on. And
for
photos.
You.
All right. Let's move on to the Hoff, who we can't wait to see back on the TV as a judge on America's Got Talent next week. But we were so shocked by the news of the custody battle that's going on this week. Harvey, what could have possibly happened where the judge would look at David Hasselhoff after that video in Las Vegas and say, you know what? You get the kids, not
that
your
means
wife.
You're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
So the judge saw that and said, yes, you get temporary custody of the kids.
How'd you like to be the lawyer saying, yeah, I lost that one?
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
Well, how is this possible?
Because there was a court-appointed expert, a psychologist, who had to interview the family. And the court-appointed expert came back with such bad things to say about Pamela Bach Hasselhoff. The judge was stunned. I mean, there's some really bad things in this report. So basically, there's going to be another hearing in 2 weeks. But David Hasselhoff kind of literally rose from the floor.
And he's
the one who's the primary custodian of these kids until that happens because this report was so damning.
What kinds of stuff are they
abuse,
saying about the...
I mean, abuse, especially toward the young daughter. She refused to take drug tests. It was really, really bad.
So the judge basically had the lesser of two evils to deal with. He just had to make the best decision he could based on who was available, right?
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things the judge did was he wanted to find out that Hasselhoff was doing some kind of alcohol education or dealing with his rehab. So apparently the judge was satisfied with that enough. But yeah, I mean, what do you do in a situation like that? And especially because, you know, these kids are like, I think they're 14 and either 16 or 17. So, you know, it's not like you're dealing with little kids and you can't just start shuffling them into foster homes or anything right. like that.
No, but you could send them out into the mountains to be raised by wolves. It would be better than these two people.
Okay, that's an option.
What the hell?
As nearly as you and your TMZ crew can tell, Harvey, is the Hoff staying sober so far?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing is that this video was never intended to be made public, but it was made. The point of it was to really shock him if he did it again, and it did. And I'm told that, especially, you know, because it became public, whether that was right or wrong, it's really made him found Jesus.
I'd say it was right because of all the enjoyment we've gotten out of that clip. That's how.
Although I have to say, I listened to your interview with Sharon Osbourne, and you guys were very. Very nice, uncharacteristic.
Harvey, she could kill us, and she just has to look at some of her people. I'm scared of her.
She is very powerfully connected. She could actually just make a phone call and have a snuff, Harvey. And by the way, that goes for you too. If you want to keep that in mind in the future,
that's right, Mr. Smartenoff at the mouth. She'll take you out just as well, my friend.
Okay.
You might have TMZ.com, but she has Ozzy and a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That's going on.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
That ought to be a TV show. Screw bingo. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday on the show, we were talking about this new AskMen.com list of the 10 best, 10 worst pickup lines of all time. And we found it hard to believe that pickup lines are still in vogue rather than actual conversation and personality. But apparently they are still used by a number of people. We got a lot of feedback, a lot of reaction after we aired that segment yesterday. And Kevin, I know you've got some that you can't wait to try.
Jay Kent from Rancho Cucamonga wrote, "This worked once. It got me slapped three times and almost stabbed one time."
Wow.
At least he's being honest. The people call in and say this never fails.
Yeah,
liars. No names, no kissing, just you and me in the parking lot. Supposedly that worked for him once.
Huh.
It also got him stabbed, so that's not very good. Eric Tucker says, "If you're going to regret it in the morning, we can sleep till the afternoon." Jamie in Seal Beach had this said to her, "Whose blank do I have to eat to get a number?" It didn't work.
No, I guess not.
Sean McGowan said, "Hey guys, a buddy of mine would lick his finger and touch a girl's sleeve. Then he would say, 'Hey, we need to get you out of those wet clothes before you catch a cold.'"
Never, horrible. Not one time ever.
Sean closes the email by saying it seemed to work really well for him.
Then he was really good looking.
And then there's, "Baby, did you just fart because you blew me away?"
I don't think.
And no. "Hey, babe, the word of the day is legs. Want to go to my place and spread the word?"
Okay, that hasn't been funny since 1965, okay, when it probably first appeared in Playboy.
God almighty.
I have a couple on that topic. One that I think is a good one that might work, and one that is not so good. The good one first, and this guy says, yeah, he hit on a hot waitress at Hooters, and here's how he did it. He said, of course, especially at Hooters, you know, they get hit on all the time. He said, "It was the low-key approach. I wrote this on a napkin and handed it to her as I left." Quote, "I know you probably get hit on all the time and it must get annoying, but I think you're a good-looking woman with a compatible personality. Here's my phone number. If you feel like getting some coffee or just hanging out, give me a call. I won't hold it against you if you choose not to call me." End quote. Pretty low-key?
Yeah.
Certain amount of confidence?
Sure.
He says that worked for him. Why not?
I mean, it doesn't work unless there's a good line.
Here's the one I maybe agree with Harold is maybe not the best, which is, "Care to go halves on a bastard?" See, you say that.
Yeah,
that's really
endear you to anyone.
I don't think so, no.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this is from Bald Brad, a friend of ours.
Oh.
"It's Jeff's bachelor party, and Lightning is and I are leaving for Cabo on Friday. I don't want him going if he's not going to shave his back. It's bad enough that he needs a sports bra, but come on. The Mexicans are going to think he's a wolf or stray dog. Help me. I need some Kevin and Bean back hair police. I will get the person to come in unknown to him. Let me know, Brad." I'd rather he knew about it ahead of time.
As far as I'm concerned, tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Lightning gets his back shaved. I'm fine with that.
Done.
I've got no problem. And speaking of things we're doing to our employees here, yesterday, if you weren't listening on the show, Psycho Mike's personal hero, Ozzy Osbourne, was in the studio, and Mike decided that he was going to get a tattoo. We haven't gotten an update from you, Mike, and see how that's feeling after you got his signature tattooed on your chest yesterday. How you doing?
Feels like an angel touched me.
Oh. K-Rock listener Tony wrote in and said, I know Mike's a huge Ozzy fan. Why didn't you ask Ozzy if he would impregnate your wife? That way you could raise Ozzy's child. That'd be way better than a stupid tattoo.
Wow.
Why didn't you think of that?
Wow.
Well,
Ozzy and Jenny sitting in a tree.
It's easy to play Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Where were you yesterday when we needed your help, Tony?
If you would have thought of that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And this one came to us. A lot of people have said through the years that Bean and I are a curse and do not speak with any sports teams because we're a curse.
Oh, sure. How often have we heard that? Look what you did to my Dodgers. Look what you did to my Angels. Whoever it is, the Kings, whoever it is, they claim somehow we screw it up.
Subject line of this email is Jiguer es un bandito. I'd like to thank whichever one of you secretly talked to Jiggy before today's game, blocking the curse of that awful money guy who has the audacity to broadcast his show at the game site, polluting everything. To think I always defended him, and he was the curse all along. Come on, people. Come
hell
on.
Hell to the F. Hell to the F. Who's playing in the Stanley Cup this week? Come on.
This was just before the game when they were talking about Jiguer.
The Red Wings dominated games 4 and 5 of this series, but have nothing to show for it. Instead, it is the Ducks who stole wins in both games and are on the verge of advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals. The reason? The play of J.S. Jiguer.
Okay, so that was before the game last night, and this is during the game last night.
Great opportunity from Pinner out to Getzlaff. Fed in front, Quincy has stopped a great save by Jiguer. Pass by Lidstrom is across, and a shot by Brodin is grabbed and held by Jiguer. Great opportunity for the Red Wings, canceled out by the Ducks goaltender.
And the Ducks ended up winning 4-3, and they are now in the Stanley Cup Finals. This is the end of the game.
Deals it back in. Carefully played there. And lobbed around, but the bouncer is kept alive by Samuelson, who's knocked down. It's held back out. 3 seconds and 2. Held by Lidstrom. And the Ducks are going to go to the final.
Not so much a curse as is a blessing, I think, would That's be correct. More the word you're looking for right now.
That's correct. J.S. Jiguer is begging us to talk to us. That's not true, but congratulations to the Ducks. Ralph's in the studio. He's our comic book geek.
How dare you?
Has loved the comics since he was a kid.
Comic book aficionado.
That's what I meant. Enthusiast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
tell us about Scott Rosenberg. What's this all about, this contest?
Scott's an up-and-coming legend in the comic book industry. He founded Malibu Comics, which was a leading independent comic book company for many years. And then he sold them off to Marvel Comics, of course, one of the big giants in the comic book industry. And now he's got Platinum Studios, which is a comic book company that is featuring the first ever 2007 comic book challenge this year. Looking for brand new comic book superheroes from the minds of fans like myself who have always had ideas for comic book heroes.
And Scott Rosenberg is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
So, looking for new comic book heroes. I guess that's inexhaustible. There'll always be a market for new heroes if they're good enough, right?
Everybody needs a hero.
Sure. Now, how does it work? Is this an online thing, a TV show? What is it?
It's basically everything. It's going to be done live. It was streamed live tons of places last year. The online part is voting, but the live part is a whole panel of folks and tons of people pitching to all of us.
So basically they come in and they say, here's my idea for a comic book hero, and they explain the backstory, the whole deal, and then you say, get out of here!
or we love it or don't love it or we lie, who knows. And by the way, it's not just a hero. We're willing to listen to everything, and
villains.
Pretty much half of all comics aren't even superhero anymore.
Oh, interesting. is it getting to the point, maybe we've talked about this on the air before, Ralph, but isn't it getting to the point where there are so many superheroes that it's getting increasingly difficult to look for new angles of things that are not too much like something that's already been drawn before, right?
Yeah, that and what Scott also is mentioning is that the comic book superhero, of course, is probably still the staple of the industry, but comic books now are skewing much older and more adults are reading them, so you're getting more and more what they call graphic novels and just basic stories that are told in comic book form that can be any type of stories.
Like your Sin Cities and stuff like that, that's not a traditional superhero show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So if people want to be involved in this, they can go to your website, right? Comicbookchallenge.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Now, and that's, I guess the auditions are going to be down in San Diego, but you get all that information at comicbookchallenge.com. You know, I'm so glad we have you on, Mr. Rosenberg, because we have a friend of the Kevin and Bean Show that we have been supporting for a long time named Scott Cranford. He runs heroicworld.com, and this guy has got so many great ideas that we wanted to include him on the conversation. So we're going to bring Mr. Cranford back onto the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great.
Good to talk to you. Hey, I want to ask both of you guys real quick, what'd you think of the Spider-Man movie? Scott Cranford, what'd you think first?
I liked it. You know, I love Venom and Sandman. I thought it was a great movie. I thought they did a nice job.
How about you, Scott Rosenberg?
I loved it. They had so much action and everything that it actually felt like a living comic book.
Look all at right. that. They did not have the trouble with emo Spider-Man that you did, Kevin.
That's all right.
They like the hair. They like the hair in his eyes.
Now, Scott Rosenberg, we bring in Scott Cranford because he has a bunch of comic book heroes that he's been working on for a long time. And, Scott, why don't you pitch, like, two or three of your best ones? Because these are fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you, first of all. And, you know, it's great to be talking to Scott Rosenberg. He's a legend in the business, and I certainly appreciate having this moment.
Wow. Well, thank you. But if I don't like them, do you still feel the same?
Yes.
They're less of a legend then, Scott.
I don't think there's much chance of that.
Yeah, that's true.
And Scott, I can tell you for a fact, by the way, because we've had Scott Cranford on for years, he's fine if you don't like him. He just plugs along. And there's nothing that dampens this dude's enthusiasm about his characters. God bless him.
All right, Scott Cranford, what do you got?
The smartest man in the world has become a superhero. It is said that humans use only 10% of our brain's potential. I believe we can use 100%. Maybe even more. Justin Wise, Sharpman.
Sharpman. Sharpman. Sharpman happens to be my personal favorite in the canon, by the way, so I'm very happy
to
hear that.
I like that he can use maybe more than 100% of his brain.
Maybe he's got a little extra brain.
That's how smart he is, Kevin. See what I'm saying?
All right, Scott Rosenberg, pretty good?
Well, two things. First, to kind of brainiac's a bit smart, and that's been out there, but really more so, you can't really watch a smart guy run around on the pages.
Okay. What about give him more, Scott?
You know, drawing a guy who's just thinking in panel after panel may not be the most exciting comic book.
There's a lot more to Sharpman. He's actually a character of physical perfection as well.
All right, let's not argue about Sharpman. You've got so many.
Yeah, move on to like the Human Furnace, Scott. One of
all
my
right.
favorites.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Scientist Cole Burns discovered a heating source that would burn forever and cost almost nothing. HeatCo and conglomerate heating company heard of his plan. They planned to steal the formula and control the heating industry. Rather than give up his life's work, Cole swallowed the only prototype. He became a living inferno, burning everything in sight. He encased himself in a steel shell and began a war on big business as the Human Furnace.
Bum!
Human Furnace. A.K.A. Cole Burns.
Scott Rosenberg?
You know, regardless of all the characters he's like, I actually like that. I changed some of the silly company names around him, but I like that kind of thing because it is different than the Human Torch. He's there inside of a thing, and when he opens it up, stuff comes out. That sounds pretty cool.
Tell him about Barricade, Scott Cranford.
John Block couldn't get his protection agency off the ground until the day he found a crashed Neptunian spaceship. He nursed the giant he calls Obstruct back to health, and with his girlfriend Anne Fortify, they formed Barricade, the greatest protection agency in the universe.
That's something that I need a visual on. Just hearing it isn't
okay.
quite enough.
All right.
Go to heroicworld.com. You can see an example of these characters.
Barricade could never get pregnant, too. That's another great thing about being a Barricade.
That's right. Latex Barricade is his sister.
For my money, really, though, Maltman.
Maltman?
Probably the greatest.
He's not one of the more serious ones.
Oh, please.
More for the younger children. But Maltman is from a not-so-distant future where shakes have completely replaced the malt. Chester Johnson, the great-grandson of the man who invented the malt, created Maltman. Half malt, half machine. Chester sent him into the future to change the past of the malt.
Yeah.
And he does that how with malts?
He shows the nutritional value of the malts.
Sure.
There are more serious characters like the Earth Avenger.
Earth Avenger. Okay, what's that?
Hey, look, I don't want to live in a future where there's no malts, Scott. Don't put down that character.
I don't either. That's why I created the character.
I couldn't have the malt.
Yeah, well,
your lactose intolerance. That's true.
That would be bad.
Hey, let me ask our friend Scott Cranford. Had you heard about this new idea from Platinum Studios, the comic book challenge? Is this something you were already planning on applying to, Scott?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, last year I submitted to the contest and I was like an hour late and I missed the deadline online. I put all this work into it. So, you know, this year I'm not going to let that happen.
Okay.
Right. Oh, you're in. That's fantastic.
So I know about the contest for sure. It's a huge, huge in the industry.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we kind of care about those deadlines. Plus, the whole committee reading submissions, by those last few minutes when all of them start coming in, they start getting nervous about being able to read them all in time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah. Well, I think this sounds like an awesome event. Ralph, do you have a character that you're going to be submitting down there for
the
event?
Yes, I have an idea. I've been working on for some time called the Green Fister.
Nope. Nope. Oh, nope. No can do.
You're assuming you know what it's
yes,
about.
Yes, I am. Because I know this, you.
I think you're wrong.
This isn't something Al Gore does with Tipper, is it?
Actually, that is. Al Gore is his secret identity, yes.
Can I ask something not about comics?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, certainly.
Lisa?
Yes.
Someone in our office, our president, mentioned that he went out with you once.
Well, now.
Wait a minute. Hold on a sec.
How can you not lead with that?
We've got time for that. And did he give her favorable remarks?
Well, I can give his name. Brian Altoonian. Do you remember it all?
Yeah, I do know Brian.
Yes.
Brian's a really nice guy.
But?
Well, we just...
Because?
What?
Well, Brian said he's a nice guy, too.
What?
Brian also said he's nice.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy,
he's
too.
He's a nice guy. I don't know. He was kind of flaky.
Armenian?
He didn't get it done in the bed?
No, we never got that far.
What was Brian's secret power,
he had
Lisa?
So many weird business ventures going on.
This is one of them, by the way.
I love this, and he's flaky. That's awesome.
He's up and shaky. That's what we're telling you, Scott.
I don't really know, but he just had weight. He was like on the board of this company doing that. I was like, I don't even know what this guy's talking about.
He was a con artist. That's what you're saying.
Maybe.
Guy had too many cell phones. All right. Well, that was a fun tangent, but let me give out the information again for both of our guests. Scott Rosenberg, chairman and CEO of the Platinum Studios Comic Book Challenge. You can go to comicbookchallenge.com. And Scott Cranford, I regret that we did not have more time to talk to you. We have to have you on again very soon to hear about some of your new characters since the last time we spoke. But you are still rocking at heroicworld.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I hope to see you actually with the top 50, hopefully.
There you go. All right. Good luck, Scott Cranford.
Best luck, Scott.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye now. Hey, thank you, Scott Rosenberg.
Okay, bye, Scott.
Hey, do you want to – we want – should I tell you about some of the other things we want, not just heroes?
Yeah, sure. What kind of things are you looking for real quick?
Okay. Men in Black was one of our comics.
Right.
So – and one of our other ones that were in the top three last year was I was kidnapped by teenage lesbian pirates from outer space.
Fantastic.
That sounds good.
We kind of like the whole gamut. Because the web comic world, where a lot of these run, is 20 times the size of the print comic world, and everything goes.
I gotcha.
You guys also develop comics for movies and television, too, right?
Absolutely. We have Cowboys and Aliens that'll be coming up. Unique, which is at Disney, about a guy who travels back and forth between parallel Earths. We have tons of movies based on comics. I, myself, am an incredible geek for anything based on a comic, so
Excellent.
That's what we focus on.
Excellent. Great. All right, well, it sounds good. Comicbookchallenge.com, again, is the website if you want to enter any of yours. You've got to have to go up against the Green Fister or whatever it was Ralph said. But,
oh, my God.
He is going to be very popular with the ladies.
Yes, he is.
We love first-timers. Men in Black guy was the first time.
So does the Green Fister.
All right, thank you, Scott Rosenberg. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a good day off.
Bye now.
Look at me. Don't look at the bands. Look at me. I'm lightning. I'm lightning.
That'll be coming up after 8 o'clock. Something we couldn't even believe we saw with our own eyes at the K-Rock Weedy Roast Fiesta this past weekend that we're going to get to. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat at 7:57. What's going on, Ralph?
Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley, two stars of Pirates of the Caribbean. One is a very pretty girl, and the other one is Keira Knightley. I'm so tired of Orlando Bloom being such a woman.
Yeah.
Once again, another interview this week. He says how difficult it is for him being alone. How dating is not an easy project for him, and now at the age of 30, he's looking to settle down, but just can't find love. So, he has a new dog named Seedy, who is now his constant companion.
Seedy?
Trying to fend off the horrible loneliness that he suffers due to the fact that he just can't find a woman to settle down with. All these women just want him for one thing, sex. But no, Orlando Bloom wants love. And since he broke up with his longtime girlfriend, Kate Bosworth, it's been a difficult, difficult year for him.
It's tough being Orlando Bloom and being in Pirates of the Caribbean and having every woman in the world want you, Ralph. Come on, have some sympathy.
Hit him in the face with a snow shovel. I'm so tired of this guy bitching about not being in love. A lot of people aren't in love, Orlando. None of them are a star of Pirates of the Caribbean, making the kind of coin you're making with your looks.
And by the way, he's only 30. It's not like his life has passed him by and he doesn't still have the opportunity to settle down and get married at some point. He's just 30.
Yeah. So feel bad for Orlando Bloom, won't you?
Sure.
We had him on the show last week. He's a bright, articulate, funny, interesting guy. I mean, I got
nothing against him, but he really ought to. I'm kind of with you on that. This is not the thing to complain about.
I told you I saw the Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End earlier this week. We'll be talking about it on Friday, of course, during the movie beat. It does come out this weekend. And it is his best. Well, it's really not fair to say his best performance because he wasn't. His role is never better than it is in this third one.
Good.
It's really expanded and he's given a lot more interesting things to do. So if you're a Orlando Bloom fan, you will love this film. I really enjoyed it as well. It's a little long at almost 3 hours.
Wow.
They could have shaved a little off.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it.
But it's jam-packed with good stuff. Yeah. His co-star, Keira Knightley, also in the news. She did an Australian interview where she said that in reality, people talk about how thin she is, but she thinks she's one of the biggest girls in Hollywood.
What?
We've seen her. There's nothing to her.
What is tiny?
She's twice the height of the average actress, and she feels that she's larger than many of her peers, too, in terms of weight.
Oh, no. She's another person. She came into the studio. She was great. She had a great sense of humor.
She was dynamite.
We all loved her, but wait, she's too skinny.
She also says that she'd like to get some boob enhancement.
Yes.
She'd like to get an augmentation.
Oh, she would?
I'm a fan of that.
But she's too afraid of plastic surgery.
Bolt-ons, that's what I like.
She's just too scared to do it. So she shan't be getting bolt-ons anytime soon.
Someone should hold her down then and make her get them.
I don't know that
seems right.
The answer.
No, I'm saying if she wants them, but she's just afraid, then take that fear out. She'd get chloroform where she won't see it coming. She wakes up, she's got beautiful boobs.
Yeah.
Green Fister could help.
What
there.
Could be
save the day?
Green Fister. What's wrong with you?
Just saying. He's a hero who saves the day.
Hey, Lisa, that guy you wouldn't have sex with that you dated from Platinum Studios is on the phone if you want to talk to him.
Sweet. Oh, are you serious?
The guy with all the cell phones?
He was shaky. He had somebody like shaky business deals. I think he was in the mob.
That's what Lisa was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was on the phone. It's his attorney that's on the phone.
Oh, good.
Joe Francis, speaking of attorneys, says that everyone is piling on now that he's in jail. Everyone's coming after him.
Yeah?
How does he mean that?
His lawyer pleaded not guilty for him yesterday in a Los Angeles courtroom to charges that Mr. Girls Gone Wild fondled an 18-year-old girl against her will at a birthday party. The lawyer said Francis is a target of these kinds of lawsuits because he's got a high profile. And also because he likes to fondle 18-year-old girls inappropriately at a birthday party.
I don't think that
he's
was
got that working
said.
Against him as well. But apparently now Joe Francis says he's being unfairly targeted. Not only by civil claims, but also by the government, who is saying that he dodged $20 million worth of tax payments.
He wrote off $20 million. He had that much in expenses.
It could happen, man.
Yeah.
T-shirts. You have no idea what T-shirts cost? He gives like one out to every girl that he films. That adds up.
Hey, that girl should be lucky Joe Francis was following her, not the Green Fister. I mean, come on. Let's put it in perspective.
True. Oh, my God. Last night, the Smashing Pumpkins performed their first reunion show. It was in Paris, France. Billboard.com says 2,200 fans packed the Grand Rex Theater and got to see a 29-song, 3-hour set.
Wow.
It included two encores. The new lineup of the band, as I previously mentioned, is, of course, Billy on guitar, Jimmy Chamberlain as the drummer, and new members Jeff Schroeder on guitar and bass player Ginger Reyes. Keyboardist Lisa Harrington also was on hand. And the new album, Zeitgeist, hits stores July 10th. You can pick it up. But apparently by all who were there last night in Paris, it was a great show. So for you Pumpkins fans, something to look forward to as they start traveling around the world to celebrate their new reunion. It's not really a reunion with just two guys, is it?
Well, I don't know.
Does
I mean,
it count?
For the fans of that band, it is, because they're
Billy's
actually playing
the voice
again.
Of the Pumpkins, I guess. So, happy celebrity birthday to Drew Carey. He's 49 years old today. Karen Duffy, Duff of MTV, one of the MTV VJs, she's 46 years old today. Phil Selway, who's the drummer for Radiohead, turns 40. And Jewel, the lovely Jewel, who is 33 years old today. And I don't care what Psycho Mike says, I think her teeth are just fine.
As do I.
Because those boobs made her make up for it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You are talking like this. I don't know either. I'm starting to sound like a meatwad. I'm starting to sound like a meatwad.
At least me speaking of me.
Hey, Simmons. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And Bam Margera is going to be here talking about the VH1 show. Bam, you looking forward to being on the show tomorrow?
I'm really looking forward to it. I might come in here and teabag Lisa just for the heck of it.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, too.
I am as well. First, though, business we didn't have a chance to take care of earlier in the week. As you know, the K-Rock Weedy Roasty Fiesta 2007 was this past Saturday at Verizon. Thanks again to everybody who came. It was, by all accounts, a tremendous success. I think when you say that almost everybody who went had a great time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, it really seemed like it.
And these shows, you know, we're lucky enough to be at the radio station that puts the shows on. But let's be honest. These shows are about the performers on stage. They are about the rock music. That's what these shows – that's why you go. You go to see the bands. That's the reason that you go. Unless your producer Lightning of the Kevin and Bean Show, who somehow needs to make the weenie roast about him.
Well, he showed up wearing regular clothing, what he normally wears. And then he went and did a wardrobe change. About halfway through, we were on the air from 2 to 4 down there, and he did a wardrobe change and came out. And those of you that were there, I'm sure you saw at some point in your day some jackass with a bright lime green suit. Head to toe, jacket, vest, shirt, tie, pants.
Like the worst prom suit you've ever seen in your life.
Crocodile green shoes. Yes. Just really, really you, just, hey, world, check me
you
out.
You loved it. You know you loved it.
I can't even get around my head around the fact that you had a wardrobe change. I'm sorry, unless you're in a boy band, there is no excuse for you to ever have a wardrobe change in the course of your day.
I would have shown up with it, but I didn't have it. It was Bald Brad brought it to me on site because he put his on. He had the pink version of it.
Oh, that's so cute. You guys are matching.
See, because pink and green.
Yeah.
But
it was supposed to be pink and
by
blue.
The way, AB, Lightning told me, too, during the course of the day that he was very upset that they couldn't get the top hats that matched. They really wanted to get the top hats.
Originally, we wanted the pink and the blue for the Dumb and Dumber. I know it's a callback for a few years, but
fresh as today's headline.
But it cracks us up, and we didn't care.
How many ways can a person say, hey, look at me?
But, Lightning, why does it have to be about you?
It wasn't. Well, here's
why
the thing.
Why isn't it about Social Distortion and Bad Religion and Incubus and Linkin Park? Why isn't it about them?
Why are you making me evil? It does. I'm not evil. I just enjoy dressing up and looking like a freaking goofball. I knew that everyone would look at me and go, that guy's an idiot. And it was, frankly, entertaining to me.
That's the deal that you made with the audience?
An idiot, yeah. I mean, I wasn't out in the lawn section going, look at me. I was backstage.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't say
where
you.
Where was I? That
on stage. When we – Bean, you weren't there anymore, but we introduced Social D. Mm-hmm. And Dave came out as Bean.
I saw it. I was watching it on the website.
Oh, you were there. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you watched on the website. Okay. So Lightning backstage in his green suit says, hey, can I say something?
Oh, you're
and
high.
You did.
I said, do you want me to introduce you and Dave as Bean? So, like,
oh,
I'm
you
the
were doing that
guy.
For us.
Had you said no,
you
I wouldn't
were
have cried.
Doing that for us, though.
Who said I would?
You were doing it for you because you didn't get enough eyeballs
come
on you.
On now.
That's
come
very
on,
true.
Dude.
And
I've done 15
listen,
of these things.
I'm not trying to make you out to be a bad guy, just a hey, look at me. A big hey, look at me. And you said, I need to get on stage.
I did not say I need
and
to get
I
on
need
stage.
To talk. I need to introduce somebody. Can I say something? He said that
you're
to me.
You're making me out to be a colossal douchebag.
You
that
are
is
a
not.
Colossal douchebag.
If you want to look at me and go, that guy's a moron, that's fine. But I wasn't getting up there trying to steal the spotlight of the bands or anything of that nature. Come on.
No, but to say that you weren't trying to get on the mic on the stage so that everyone could look at you is also lying.
But had you said no,
right,
I think
but
that's
I didn't. I said okay because I didn't really care.
Right.
But don't act like you weren't doing it to say, hey, look at me. Because you were.
Okay, fine. Hey, look at me. I'm the idiot. But I had a great time doing it. I had a great time. It was fun.
All right, let's say good morning to Evan in Newport Beach. Good morning, Evan.
Morning.
Hi there. You have some information about Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I just want to let Lightning know that he's a jackass. Cause I got it wrong anyways. It's orange and blue on Dumb and Dumber, not... pink and blue, so...
Okay, well, whatever. what do you want to say? I haven't seen the movie in 10 freaking years,
right,
so whatever.
Right, neither has anyone else. But you wanted
it
to do the Dumb and Dumber thing.
It just cracked us up. That
but
was
why?
It.
That's what I... Look, we understand you're a tool. We got that. But why? What is going on in you that makes you want to do something like that? Let me expand upon that question. Yeah. That there are 20 DJs on K-Rock. None of them went there with the intention of standing out. The rest of us went there to work and to enjoy the show. None of us went there, and it was about other people seeing and recognizing that we were there.
And I did all that, and I was videotaping the behind-the-scenes action. I was helping you guys. I was helping
you. You were
Ken.
Videotaping the behind-the-scenes action until you changed into your green suit, and then you quit for the day.
BS.
You quit for the day.
No, I
you
did not.
You taped all the way through plain white tees, which was the
First ban on the sidestage.
No. Go watch the video. I maintained my video camera all the way, you know, through half the day when it just got too freaking hot. And
because
I put
he
it down.
Was in a green, green suit.
Yeah. Well, that did have something to do with it. Yes.
Oh,
but
my God.
So what? I had a good time. I was an idiot. And I knew that.
Hey, world. Check me out.
Yeah. So 15 of these, never dressed up. You know, I'm always in a T-shirt and shorts, just like everybody else.
But you stood out this time.
Brad called me, goes, I'm at Santee. I'm buying a ridiculous suit. I'm going to get you one. I said, all right, whatever. That's how much I went into it.
But here's the thing. I don't know why this is exactly, but Bald Brad, for some reason, can pull it off.
Yeah.
He's a jackass, too. Don't get me wrong. But he doesn't care. But you care. That's the difference.
So it offends you that I care that I want to be.
I just find it funny that you're a hey world, check me out.
Well, you know, you guys have always thought that about me, and there's nothing I can do to shake that.
Because it's always been true.
Well, then, I'm going to embrace it. Then I'll embrace it. Hey, check me out.
did you drive the world's largest truck to get there in your lime green suit?
Negative. No, I did not.
Okay. Instead of driving the world's largest truck, did you drive a panel van with humongous logos on it and rims?
Yes, I do that because that's my daily driver. Yes.
Okay. You have a driver?
No, I do not have a driver. That's ludicrous.
Probably shouldn't mention this because it'll probably fall through and then we'll be embarrassed. But we are working behind the scenes on the next Kevin and Bean singles party that we're hoping to get up and running later this summer. It's been a while since we've had a Kevin and Bean singles party. It kind of brings us to the next topic, which is you have a certain list of things that you're looking for in the person that you date. And there are some things that are absolute deal breakers for you and other things that are essential for you. And everybody's different. And sometimes it's kind of tough to match up what you need and what you don't want with the other person, too.
And that's why we started doing the Kevin and Bean singles parties, because people always say we live in Los Angeles, there are a lot of people here, but it's impossible to meet somebody good.
Right.
And both girls and guys say that about the other sex.
Right.
So that's why we're so excited to have the next client on the air with us here at K-Rock.
Hey, Mary Jane, have you heard about the 420 dating site?
Okay, so, hey, Mary Jane, have you heard about the 420 pot dating site?
Partner.com?
Potpartner.com.
No, what is it? A great new way to meet guys who 420. Really? Sounds cool. How does it work? You just log on to potpartner.com. Registration is free. You can check out all the newest members, go to chat rooms, and meet great new people.
Okay, so clearly what's going on here, and it's a great idea, I guess, is there are some people who that's a deal breaker. I don't want to go out with anybody who uses any kind of drugs, even if it's pot. There's some people who think that. Then there are other people.
There are other people
who says, dude, if I can totally go out with somebody who's holding, then I don't have to buy. I mean, let's face it. This is a fantastic service that is being provided, and it's an actual real potpartner.com. It's an actual real website, an actual real client. And we have on the line, I believe, CEO Steve Zader joining us from potpartner.com right now. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
How's it going today?
It's going great, man.
Kevin and Bean.
It's no way. One of you is named Bean?
Yeah.
Steve, we checked with your people. You knew we were doing this interview today, right?
No, man. This is a total surprise. Somebody just called me and said they want to talk to you on the radio.
Excellent.
And I was like, cool.
Can we play a little bit of your commercial for you and just get your feelings on it?
Yeah, I guess.
I met this great guy while I was on potpartner.com. He's amazing, and he's into 420.
Whoa, you're lucky. It's so difficult to find a guy who doesn't mind if you smoke up. What a...
That is so true, man.
That's some good acting, too.
Yeah.
I like the sound of them walking.
Yeah, that's like the one thing I'd listen to is like, man, they don't walk. That's not even like realistic. Because that's the reason I started Pot Partners, man. Like, I can't tell you how many dates I had with, like, chicks. And I'd say, hey, let's get together. And they'd say, great, what do you want to do? And I was like, sit on the couch and get ripped. What else, man? Smoke out of an apple. Come on.
Smoke up. What about people who don't 420 but are open to dating someone who does?
This is the site for you. There are plenty of great guys who are open-minded and are looking for a girl to spend time with.
So what do I have to do?
Log on to potpartner.com. That's potpartner.com. Create a profile and start searching for Mr. Right.
Yes.
So, what's the response been from people? Do you have a lot of clients on the site, Steve?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what has the response been like so far? Have you had a lot of people sign up for the service already?
Oh, man, we got a ton of people signing up for the service already.
Okay. Do you have an equal amount of guys and girls?
Absolutely. We have, like, I don't know, like 173 guys, And there's like three girls.
That doesn't sound equal.
Yeah.
Oh, equal.
Equal. Mm-hmm. Number.
We have a lot of people signing up.
Right. Do you really think I can find someone on the site? Oh, yeah. Poppartner.com is a perfect site for single people who have one thing in common. 420-ing.
420-ing. I've never heard that as a verb.
You got to look, it's such a buzzkill. And there's a girl who's like, you smoke too much. I was like, you talk too much. Shut up. Sit down.
Sit down and just 420 for a while.
420 for a while, man.
Steve, listen, we're almost done. Steve, you can just hold off
just a second.
You all right, buddy?
All right, what?
Can I tell my story now, please?
Very worried about this.
How dare you?
I have found throughout my life that the more Bean hypes a story, the greater the story is according to Bean, the worse it is for everyone else. It's inversely proportionate.
This could be good. So this could be the day.
It could be the worst story ever, I'm saying, because he's saying, I can't wait, I have to talk about this story. To me, that means avoid.
He never, ever has a good story?
Sometimes
he has good stories. Sometimes.
I deliver. I bring it. Come on. When I say to you I have something awesome that needs to go on the air, at least be honest and admit that it's usually awesome.
That's hard.
It's awesome meaning what?
To
awesome
you,
meaning either great
meaning,
or awful?
Meaning entertaining for us and the kids.
It can be totally awful, in which all case, right. You know.
Who wants to put some cash up that this is the greatest story ever? Or in your
I'll
case, that this isn't the greatest
that
story ever.
It's not the greatest story ever.
I got a dollar says this is awesome.
You want to back
thank
him.
You,
right.
Psycho
Bean
Mike.
Junior,
I appreciate
thank
that.
Well, then I have to bet against
you.
Thank
you. He's been on a streak lately.
A dollar?
Running out of gas and crashing Marty's car and stuff.
No, this is the best. This is
Lightning
fantastic.
Lightning has a dollar against or four?
Four.
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 Oh, you think
okay,
it's...
so 2-4 oh, two
do you
against.
Know what it is?
No, I do not know.
All right.
All right.
Wow, a little bit of confidence from Lightning. Or did he just want to get on the air so that we would look at him? I wonder if that's what was going on.
But... Now you heard his feelings.
Lightning!
All right. Do we have the Bean Reads the News jingle? Do we have that standing by or is that not ready yet?
Unfortunately. What do you mean you're not ready yet? You've been telling us for a half hour. You got to get this on the air right now.
I just asked, do we have the Bean Reads the News jingle, or is it not ready yet?
Oh, I thought you said, because I'm not ready yet. Okay, sorry.
How dare you.
I'm just nervous.
Wow.
I'm very nervous.
This could be a great story. You guys are going to love this. This is going to be one you're going to tell your grandchildren. That's how good this story
is. Wow.
I'll bet another dollar I'm not going to tell my grandparents.
We may run out of time. I may not have time for the story because it's set up so bad. All right, Bean Reads the News. I'm just going to read the story as it's written. It's an actual real life news story that is in the on the news wires today, okay?
So you're saying it's a real news story.
That's what I'm telling you, yes. Okay. And it's the greatest story in the history of the world ever of all time. Okay. The man who said, I'm just going to read it as is. I'm not going to, no
really?
Embellishments.
You
just
haven't mentioned that yet.
Maybe you should do that then.
The man who said he, it's going to, now the story is going to seem
I'm
like.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
It's going to seem like it's heading in a bad direction, but it's going to get itself out of there and it's going to turn around. And it's going to be awesome.
All
okay,
right.
Here we go.
All right.
The man who said he owed it to his victims and society to die has been granted his wish of execution. Tuesday morning, Robert Charles Comer became the first inmate in the state of Arizona to be put to death since November of 2000. Now, this is the part where you're going to think it's going in a bad direction, but don't worry. In 1987, Comer was convicted of killing a camper and raping a female camper in front of her boyfriend. Last month, the Arizona Supreme Court issued an execution warrant for Comer, meaning they granted his request to be executed. Monday, the Supreme Court refused to postpone the execution, and yesterday morning at 10:03, Comer was strapped down and injected with a lethal substance. He was pronounced dead at 10:08 a.m. Robert Comer took a picture of his daughter with him to the death chamber, along with the three people that he requested to be with him. A witness said he had a smile on his face. At one point, said the witness, after phase one, he raised up his arm as if he were saying goodbye. He seemed calm, said another witness. He seemed to be accepting. He didn't put up a struggle, just seemed to be going along with what was happening. Comer's last words were reportedly, "Go Raiders."
No! No! Oh my God.
You can have my dollar.
Me too.
Go Raiders? Is that true?
Yes.
That's the best.
Yes.
The guy's not even going to be around to see the Raiders anymore. But he wants to wish them well. How is that the last thing on his mind?
God in heaven.
I love the Raiders and their fans so much. And you should see his picture. He's a Hispanic guy. He's got the shaved head. He's got the big bushy mustache. He's got all the teardrops. He's got like five teardrops, you know, tattooed onto his face over his left eye. Go Raiders, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Comer's last words. This has been the greatest story in the history of the world of all time ever. Thank you very much.
You won the money.
Money. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. Ralph, what's going on? And are you really going to be able to stop yourself from tuning into the season finale of Lost tonight?
Hell yeah.
Really?
I'll be over there watching Jordan Sparks.
Dude, you're going to watch
win the whole schmiggy.
Like a 45-minute commercial for Ford or whatever it is they do, and then a bunch of people mouthing Staying Alive.
Here's the big top 12 reunion.
Oh,
then, can we get to see Sanjaya sing tonight?
Sure.
We get to see Sunshine Head again. Wow. I don't know if he was in the top 12 or not. But
Sunshine.
Yeah, 3 hours of Lost tonight. You got the repeat of Lost Answers from 8 to 9, and then the two-hour finale from 9 to 10.
Oh, and what's
nine
Lost?
To 9 to 11. Rather.
What's Lost Answers?
It's a special.
It's a special.
They ran it last week, too. I think producer.
Hosted by Carlton Cuse and some other dude talking about all the answers they've given you. And love us now because we gave you all these answers.
Hey, we gave you answers, too.
Remember? We showed you there's an invisible fence that smoke can't climb over. That was a good one, right?
I'm looking forward
tonight's,
to it.
Well, tonight's the confrontation between the good guys and the others. So I'm kind of
eager to see. The good guys and the others are going to have a confrontation?
Yes, they are.
Well,
they're doing
you didn't
something
tell
new.
Me that. They're going to go that far on the show that I'm tuning in. Because usually they just stay on the other side of the island from each other and don't really mess with each other that much.
Apparently, Ben is going to say mysterious things that won't be explained to. I think they've got that scheduled for tonight.
Are they going to walk them down to a pier and put handcuffs on them and put bags over their heads and then wait to see if, when they're captured, how they get out?
I'd like to put more money on which show will have more payoff, Lost or American Idol, that has a 10-second announcement at the end of it. And the rest is nothing but filler.
At least you know you're going to get 10 seconds.
Yeah, at least it's resolved something.
It's a promise of 10 seconds at the end of it.
Nobody turns off the American Idol finale and goes, huh, I wonder who won.
Yeah,
that's only with Lost. That's true. That's a good point.
I guess they have to rescue Charlie now.
Well, you enjoy that.
Congratulations to Apollo Ono. Speaking of reality television, he won Dancing with the Stars last night. The Dancing with the Stars finale remarkably beat the American Idol show in the ratings. So
that's amazing.
Shocking. That's saying something.
Do people not know it's ballroom dancing they're tuning
into? Apparently they don't. That wasn't just ballroom dancing last night. Sure, you had your Paso Doble for Apollo, but you also had Joey Fat One doing the tango to the Star Wars theme and a mambo from Lila Ali. So
was he really doing to the Star Wars theme?
Oh, sure.
Oh, dear God.
Sure, yeah.
That sounds like a bad Saturday Night Live sketch. It doesn't sound like a show.
Do the Star Wars tango.
The hell?
This is a great story. Apparently, Katie Holmes has no sense of humor whatsoever. She is threatening legal action because a teenage porn star has changed her name to Katie Holmes with two E's.
That's so hot.
K-A-T-E-E Holmes. Katie Holmes. And plans to lose her virginity on screen.
Oh.
She's going to make a movie where she loses her virginity. And Katie Holmes, the other one, the less fun one, the one who I don't want to see lose her virginity on screen.
Right.
Is all upset about it and is threatening legal action.
Because she thinks people are going to mistake that person for her?
I reckon so.
Huh.
The 18-year-old Texan, that's Katie Holmes with two E's.
The good one.
Has a spokesperson named Shy Love, who's also an adult video veteran. She says
story has everything.
That Katie is using the name as a tribute to Katie Holmes, who has always portrayed an innocence in everything she's done, beginning with Dawson's Creek.
Good times.
So it's a porn star's tribute to innocence is why she's changing her name to Katie Holmes.
That's what it is.
Not because she hopes to gain any sort of fame by calling herself after the star of Batman Begins and the wife of Tom Cruise.
No, because we'd all be covering this story anyway, even if there was Oh, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Ruff, you know all the various genres of the porn DVDs that are available. One market share is watching women lose their virginity?
I am not familiar with the first-time video series. I haven't seen that before.
I think I would tend to not believe it.
Girls who lose their virginity.
Yeah, I would not believe
it. I would be suspect, as I am about most things that happen in porn movies, until I see obvious fluid proof.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
all right. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only
time you know for sure you're seeing the truth.
Now, that Green Fister video you brought in, that was real, right?
Don't tarnish the Green Fister by making him sound all sleazy.
That's Ralph's new superhero character.
He's a superhero who saves the day and occasionally loses his wristwatch. And the fans of Jericho are rallying.
Uh-oh.
Jericho lovers who are upset that CBS canceled the not-so-popular drama
are sending nuts to CBS's corporate offices. As many nuts as possible. Nuts to CBS is the name of the effort. It is being executed in collaboration with nutsonline.com, which is allowing people to purchase peanuts at a steep discount for the cause. The result has been literally truckloads of peanuts. As of press time, 5,690 pounds of peanuts being sent to the senior vice president of programming and planning at CBS Network. Shipments, massive shipments of nuts.
Do they think he's going to go, I can't take it anymore, bring the show back?
Really?
Has that ever worked where somebody brought a show back because of peanuts being sent to the office?
I don't believe
in the history
so.
Of television, has that ever one time worked?
I remember somebody set up a Ferris wheel, I think it was.
Yes.
Within eye line
for
of the,
Everwood, right?
For Everwood, in line of the programmers of that network. And I know there was a hot sauce campaign, too, wasn't there, I think?
For Roswell.
For Roswell,
that's right. Roswell, yeah.
I can't remember either of those shows coming back either, but peanuts maybe the thing to do the trick.
People like peanuts.
Yeah,
is the thing.
And if you're knee deep in peanuts, if you're deep in nuts, Lisa,
Lisa May,
hey, Gene Simmons,
don't even bother.
What a surprise, Gene.
Don't even bother. How are you, Ralph? Going
good. Good, Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons. Something to say?
Bass player of Kiss.
Yes.
Yes, it's funny you talked about the trucks of nuts coming to the studio.
Just massive nuts.
Lisa May, speaking of a large load of nuts being dumped off.
Gene, get to the point.
No, don't.
I think you did.
I think you already had it a long time
I think
time
if
ago.
You're knee-deep in nuts.
That's bad.
They're playing an innovation.
We learned, by the way, from Dave that, I guess, from the show Jericho that...
There was a tie-in.
Say,
yes.
You know, giving them the nuts is saying, like, going go to Hal is what
so
Dave
that's what
said.
Dave go said, to yeah. Hal. Apparently it goes back to the Battle of the Bulge when the Germans were demanding American surrender of World War II. And the Allied commander simply said back to the Germans, nuts, when they asked for them to surrender.
Did we excuse the Allied commander of his position and replace him with somebody who didn't sound like an idiot?
Well, maybe in 1942, nuts was cool.
Nuts?
But they said it on Jericho, apparently. That's why they're saying nuts to CBS. Well, we will not accept this. We will not surrender. Jericho, nuts.
It is a comparable battle for the world, though, isn't it? What's going on in Jericho versus World War II and the Germans versus us?
I think so. So if you'd like to send nuts to CBS... You can go to nutsonline.com to add your nuts.
Gotta talk to them.
Add your nuts to the cause is what I'm saying.
I believe we're going to talk to that the president of that online site tomorrow morning, 7:05.
Excellent.
Let me ask you this, because the king is the only person I know who has ever watched Jericho, and
right.
He is, as you can expect, very, very upset of the news of the cancellation. Has he gone the extra step and sent nuts, or is he just sitting back and waiting for others to do the heavy lifting to get that show back on the air?
I believe Dave is still sitting on his nuts, waiting for the right time to send them in. I think he's holding his nuts, he's holding them back, and then when he gets a chance to release his nut, he will.
Oh, stop it.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I was going to say,
that's
Dave,
so hot.
Dave wanted to deliver the nuts, but he's going to have lightning do it for him.
That's funny to one person. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Drew Carey. Actor and comedian is 49 years old today. Karen Duffy, you probably know her better as Duff, former MTV VJ, is 46 years old today. Jewel, talented singer from Alaska. Stop saying teeth every time I say Jewel.
What's wrong with you? She was just on American Idol this season and looked as good as she's ever looked.
She looked dynamite.
Fantastic.
You know what also she was in? Remember that Miller Lite commercial where they have the square table or whatever, where they make the man laws?
Oh, yeah.
There. She was dating some race car driver who was on the panel. There
rodeo guy.
Yeah, with Burt Reynolds and the others, and she showed up at the
that's right
at the man table.
I think I ever saw the man table one with her.
Speaking of commercials, have you seen the Hanes underwear commercial starring Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yes.
No.
Where she models the new Hanes bra for women?
No.
Oh,
yes.
You got to get yourself that on YouTube or something. Check that out. I'm well behind the Hanes people now. I'm a Hanes
jackpot.
But she's come on.
She's been diabolical for a long time.
If I was a ghost, that's where I'd go to hang out. Hey, I'm a ghost.
You would kill yourself just to have her talk to you as a ghost.
Just to watch her undress and her Hanes bra. And Phil Selway, drummer for Radiohead, turns 40 years old today. Happy birthday, Phil. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin Amin, Afroline, on the air. You get on the phone at 323-520-AFRO. Leave us a message on any topic, and it comes out of the radio like this.
The Ducks are going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Are you a regular fan? Do you watch all the time him? Could you please, seriously, in all seriousness, no duck interviews in the finals because I want the cup in Anaheim.
How dare you?
That caller may not know that we talked to Jazzy Gare pretty much before every series of the playoffs. And he
we
may,
certainly have.
If he knew that, want us to talk to him before this one as well.
Well, how much fried chicken can you eat?
Exactly, sir. Thank you.
What the hell is this world coming to? Coming up the 5 North near Florence, and I'm looking at the graffiti stuck in traffic, and it says, Free Paris. What the hell?
I hope they meant it ironically.
Where in the world is that commercial? I freaking miss those freaking kittens. Man.
It's been a while.
I wish I hadn't just heard that jingle because it's one of those that sticks in your head all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I just heard Kevin and, I mean, and what? I think that was a moment with me.
Thank you for identifying that. Quick joke for you.
Hey, if a fat chick falls in the woods, do all the trees laugh?
Huh. Okay. We were doing pickup lines that supposedly worked, and we couldn't believe many of them. Here are a few.
I got a pickup line for Lisa May. Nice legs. What time do they open?
Hey, Lisa. You're like a screen door. I want to slam you all day and all night.
Is that a mirror in your pants? Because I could see myself in them. Kevin Bean, this is the best pickup line ever. If I was a fly, I'd land on you. Because you the
Oh.
Yeah. That's...
I'm sure that works for him every time.
I don't see that one working. This guy wants to be a part of Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Just wanted to say that I saw Ralph the other day at the restaurant. I saw that you were eating just a bunch of potatoes. I guess you can say you were munching on potatoes. Potatoes on potatoes. On potatoes on potatoes on potatoes. On potatoes on potatoes on potatoes. Oh, on potatoes. Oh, you were munching on potatoes. Amadeus?
Oh, God.
Now, as everyone knows, that was not successful.
Yeah.
We have an intern here named Browse, because he has paintbrushes over his eyes. And he has a theme song that is now getting some requests.
Oh, my God. You so have to put that Brow Down song on the internet. That is hilarious.
Okay, bro. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit, huh? Smoke cigarette? Tell you where I'm coming from. Glendale!
Brow Down!
Glendale's my town!
Brow Down!
I love System of a Down!
Brow Down!
Because I'm Armenian, bro! Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe! Track car cologne ingrained in my chromosome! Come to my shop, I give you pager and a cell phone! Jewelry on my arm from the knuckle up! Hop in my BMW and then I buckle up! Cruising through Glendale, smoking cigarettes, looking for my homeboys, bitch, or even better yet, a nice Armenian girl I can flirt with, covered in fur even when the bitch is shirtless. Check my breath, it smells something awful. I should have brushed my teeth after I had that falafel.
Hummus, kebab, shawarma, tabbouleh.
I have to shave my unibrow, it's getting unruly, and shave my back hair to keep it in check. My penis is so hairy that it has a pubic turtleneck. So brow down, Armenian pride, I slick back my hair as I cruise to the west side. Glendale Galleria, Armani Exchange, gonna get a silk shirt within my price range. Marlboro cigarettes and cologne, gonna go back to my shop and then I'll slang more cell phones. That's right, bro. You know what it's like. Life of Armenian player, huh? Hit that chorus one more time.
Brow down.
Brow down. Bro.
Not sure what that was at the end, but...
That's number one again this week in Glendale, by the way.
That's correct. First, let's talk about Michael Jackson, shall we? This this story is really bizarre, but apparently somebody is auctioning off, I guess, like 1,000 items from the Jackson family.
Wow.
That they had in some kind of a storage unit. And I don't know how they got, you know, possession of this stuff. But they're talking about $50 million they're expecting from this
stuff.
Are
you kidding?
That's what they're saying. I don't know.
I'm going to buy LaToya. I think LaToya is being auctioned off today.
There's the platinum award for the single Rock With You, his gold record for the Thriller album.
Oh, my God.
And some kind of a storage space that somebody else got. And a 1987 contract for the purchase of Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch.
Maybe it's like with Paris Hilton, where it was something that he put a bunch of, you know, to him, junk or stuff he didn't want hanging around the house in storage, then forgot about it or didn't pay the bill or something like that. And it just went to auction. Someone bought it. I mean, that happens all the time. Usually not with stars, but right. It does happen.
Not with the biggest selling album of all time, just about. I mean,
well,
you know, right.
You know, and normally someone of Michael Jackson's status could buy this stuff back, but he's broke. So he can't
so
really make much of
go,
a deal.
Auction. Let's say good morning to Michael. Good morning, Michael Jackson. How are you?
Gabo!
Is that good?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Can you answer the first question before we discuss some of the items in the storage closet, which is how did this guy get your stuff to sell? It seems like that's an oversight or a mistake on your part.
Well, I put some items into storage.
Right.
And then I put the claim ticket in my pants.
Right.
And I sent the pants to the cleaners, and I forgot to pick them up. And apparently, he got into my pants.
I don't like the sound of that at all. So, do you care about any of this stuff? I mean, are you the kind of guy who would like to have your gold record from Thriller and hang on to that as a memory?
Of course I would. Of course I would like to have those things. And I find it an invasion of my privacy that my items are going to be sold off.
There were some more items that Ralph mentioned yesterday in the Showbiz Report, and that is skin bleach.
How dare you?
Sex toys.
Mm.
You are very, 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 very...
And?
Devilish.
The painting of a small child signed by you.
That is all lies. That is all garbage.
That's not true.
That stuff's not there?
Lying. You're a lying garbage... liar, teller, garbage man.
Yeah. Right, but the guy has the stuff. I mean, he has a sketch that you made of a young boy that you signed in your own handwriting.
First of all, I can't write my name.
That's
ridiculous.
That's a good point.
But I would like some items back that do have personal value to me.
Yeah, that brings us to the next point. You, we also heard that you settled with this guy, that you pay him a certain amount, I guess, and then you can stop by and pick up, I guess, 20 items and kind of, you know, save them from auction, and then he'll auction everything else off.
Yes, there's some things that have very significant emotional value for me that I would like to get before the auction.
Like what?
And
what
I'm allowed to get 20 of those items.
What are some of the 20 items? This is the strangest deal I've ever heard.
Me too.
I've never heard of anything like this before.
Well, the handwritten lyrics for ABC.
Okay.
Which was really the Jackson 5, their first big hit.
Okay.
So I'd like to have that.
Okay, that's one.
I'd like to get my blow-up Webster doll back.
Well,
I'd like that.
Okay.
It seems like you could just get the real Webster if you wanted him, but all right, we can go with the blow-up doll.
I'd like some of my costume items, my black silk jacket that has the gold sequin epaulettes.
Right.
I'd like my video of Young and Unconscious, Volume 12.
Oh,
that's a bad, that's a bad series.
They're my favorite.
Come on.
It's Young and Unconscious, Michael. That's the series?
Volume 12 is the best one.
That's an ugly series.
I'd like my gold record for the Thriller album.
Sure, that makes sense.
And I'd like my collection of Jesus Juice sippy cups.
you don't want those to get out?
No, they come in handy.
Still have a use for those.
Yes.
Bet they do.
And I would like my fishing rod and my stuffed animal bait.
Oh, dear God.
Next time I go by grade school.
Oh, Michael.
They put up some fight, those kids.
Michael. Come on.
I have to reel them in. Club them on the head. Throw them in the back of the head.
That is, despite all the laughing, Michael, don't misunderstand. That is not funny.
That's
not
funny. I know. It's not.
Well,
serious business.
I guess.
I'm not freaking kidding.
I hope you get those items.
I need some goddamn young kids.
I think we
like
get it.
Now. I'm dying here.
All right. Just hang up the phone.
I got some blue bleached balls.
And it's time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And once again today, it's a good one for you. We got a gift certificate worth $50 from Journeys in Westminster Mall on South Coast Plaza. They sell Docs, Creepers, and all the other rad shoes. That's what you get just for a few seconds of your time. Like 1-800-520-1067.
Stop it, Pete.
Stop what?
I think he had to read it that way.
That's how it's written. I read what the thing says there.
You see rad, just skip over.
Hey, that was a really hot word in 1989. Hey, let's talk to Janine in Santa Monica calling about tonight's American Idol finale because we were talking about how they fill the 2 hours that the show is on for a 1 second announcement. I mean, let's face it. All that has to happen is Ryan has to say Jordan or Blake. That's it.
Right.
Yet they got 2 hours to fill. How do they do it?
And this is good because Janine has information that I had earlier today that I'm not allowed to say. But if Janine says it, it's okay. Janine?
Okay, there's this rumor all over the Green Day fan sites that they're the surprise guest on the end, on the finale tonight.
No kidding. Interesting.
But Kevin didn't want to share with our listeners because they might not want to see Green Day on television.
I was told not to. I couldn't.
Kevin hates you.
I gave them my word. I said I wouldn't say it. Then
A-Rock
they told me.
Rock listener, Kevin hates you.
So, Kevin, are you saying that you think it's happening then? Janine says the rumor's out there. You're saying you think it's true?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But I couldn't say that ahead of time. I know. I'm with you, Janine.
Oh, God. I can't stand it. I blame Bono.
Because he went on, you figure now it's cool for everybody to go on?
Ever since he started this, they started hanging out with him. I mean, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that Bono's a bastard, isn't he?
American Idol.
He's a bad guy.
Feeding people and stopping AIDS and everything.
All that charity
work. Hanging out with him, dirtbag.
Thank you, Janine.
One of the other rumors that's going around, Ralph, you've probably seen it, is Britney Spears making an appearance tonight. Have you heard anything about that?
I had not heard that.
Why would they have her on if she's just going to lip sync?
Don't make me go watch Lost. Don't threaten me with Britney Spears.
All right, let's say good morning to Bryce, who is calling from Los Angeles. Good morning, Bryce.
Hey, guys, how are you? Lisa May.
Hello, Bryce.
What do you do, nephew?
The Kevin and Bean curse. You talk to Adrian Pazdar, the Heroes finale, he gets blown up by a nuclear bomb.
Nice work, Kevin and Bean. Thanks
we
so much.
We don't know that.
Actually told us that he was available. We said, sure, not knowing what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's your fault, guys.
It turns out it was filmed before the day it aired.
Blew him up, or was it?
Or was it?
You killed off my favorite Heroes character.
Sorry, dude.
Well, now, hold on a sec. As the guys say, he may be back. They may have some sort of a plan where he just left his brother up there to blow up in the sky, and he flew away, and he may be fine. We may still see him next season. However,
we didn't see him fall to the ground. He could have just hauled ass. He could have lifted Peter up there and just hauled ass
away from the bomb.
He is pretty quick, yeah.
We did talk to Isaac, the painter who sees the future, though, on a couple of Mondays ago, and he died that night, too. So that
was
bad.
By the way, that should be some kind of a notice to us. Every time they offer us somebody's from Heroes, we say no. Otherwise, they die.
That's true.
We could try that and see what happens.
That's not good. Let's go to Jezrick in West Covina.
What's going on with Kevin?
We got a Bryce. We got a Juman. Now we got a Jezrick.
Jezrick, is that really your name or is it spelled wrong?
That's my name.
That's your name. Okay.
What the hell kind of name is Jezrick?
It's Jesse and Ricardo put together.
Well, that's stupid.
Oh, dumb. Hey, talk to my mom about it.
All right. Give us her number. What are you calling about?
I'm talking about Heroes. I wasn't impressed with Heroes on Monday.
You were not?
You didn't like the season finale?
I didn't like it that much. I wanted more of a face-off between Siler and Peter.
Did you like it for the rest of the season, or were you just checking in for the first time?
No, I've been watching the whole season.
So you're a fan the whole season.
Look, here's the thing about Siler. They're not getting rid of him anytime soon. He's just too good a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just wanted more of a fight. Like, when they went 5 years in the past and they had that, like, fire versus ice thing, I wanted more of, like, that sort of a thing.
Well, you should tell it on TV, because that's exciting the way you tell it. All right, hold on.
I was hoping that would be the end of Siler. I was hoping he'd be a new villain next year and that we were done with Siler, because I feel like he was a great villain and has kind of done what he was on the show to do, which is absorb everybody's powers and then, you know, try to blow up the world.
There are still more brains to eat.
No doubt.
Bean.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. At the end of the episode, did you see the cockroach crawling out of
the slug, yeah.
Was it a slug? I thought it was a cockroach.
Whatever. Either way.
Anyway, when he was captured by Bennett and put in that cell originally back early on in the season, there was a cockroach crawling past him while he was laying there pretending to be unconscious. I think he ate the cockroach, and then he has the abilities of a cockroach. Well, I think he can eat anything and become that thing.
So he could eat a brick and become a brick?
If that was so desired.
I don't know why you'd want to do that.
That would be a very advantageous
power. I don't know. Why would you want to be a cockroach?
So you could survive when you got stabbed in the chest by a big samurai sword. Because they're tough little buggers.
Jewmen in Mission Hills.
See, this is what I'm saying, is Kevin is just making sounds up now at this point. They're not names.
In Pasadena.
Is your name Jewmen?
My name is Humex.
Well, no, that's Humex. Way better.
Humex?
Humex, you know, like the Spanish nectarine drink.
Right. Well, that is, this is spelled wrong.
Spell that for me. Let me hear how that's spelled.
It's J-U-M-E-X.
Okay, I got J-U-M-E-N. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
You need to change that. All right, what's going on, dude? You calling to talk hockey?
Yeah, check it out. You know how Detroit lost last night, right?
Love that.
I love that for sure. Well, I work for a catering company. We were supposed to, well, we delivered the food to their airplane this morning in Long Beach. And the flight attendants, we were getting them ready, and I saw two of the players that were on the side as we were delivering the food. And just when we were done, really, I got a box of napkins, like a tissue box. And I was like, here you go, man. You guys are going to need that for the way home.
Oh!
No, you can't!
How do you do
check
it?
Check that out, right?
Right on!
Like, some of the linemen were laughing. Was
I actually do love that. I love smarting off when you're a food guy. That's awesome.
Especially a team like Detroit that has won, what, 10 Stanley Cups? I mean,
yeah,
that
they've
has
had
to just
plenty.
They feel like they should be there. I mean, it's got to just – they're probably shaking their heads today going, how did that happen? How are we not in there and stupid Anaheim is?
They've had plenty. We don't need to see
them
in the
finals
anymore.
I'm making the Red Wings food. They got bigger things to worry about than a box of tissues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Eddie and Canoga, good morning.
Hey, good morning, party people.
What's going on?
I was at the Linkin Park concert on Friday at the House of Blues. And yeah. A lot of liquor in me, so I had a dilemma. Go to the bathroom, lose my spot, or just go in my cups.
Yeah.
Okay. But you were at the House of Blues. They had that warm-up show, right? So you're at the House of Blues, which you're maybe 40 feet from the stage in the back, right?
True. Actually, I was in the front.
I know, but so you didn't want to leave, so you peed in a cup.
Two cups.
That's so gross.
You're a hell of a guy.
Yep. Top notch.
Top notch.
Not for you.
And let's go to Tim in Costa Mesa. Tim?
Hi.
I hear you owe Bean money.
Yeah, I just want to look for the address so I can send that, because that was definitely one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Oh, you're going to pay him a dollar?
Now, when Bean started talking about how it was one of the best stories you've ever heard, you doubted him, as we did, right?
Very much so.
Okay, good.
Well, he's the boy who cried wolf.
Because that's the natural reaction.
He's absolutely the boy who cried wolf.
The more he sells it, the worse the story's going to get.
And if I come in and says, I've got the best story in the world, ends up being... They found the bell of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and it had barnacles on it.
And we all start yelling at him.
Yeah. How dare you all, damn you all to hell. That story delivered.
That one did.
My faith has changed.
That one did.
All right. Thank you. Send me a dollar. We should have said you're required to send a dollar if you think it's the best story.
But, Tim, here's why Bean is so outlandish. Bean is setting us all up with that story, and then he's going to come back tomorrow and say, best story ever. Right. We're all going to go, tell us.
Yeah.
Boom. Right. He's going to destroy us.
I may never read another story after that one we told today, because that's the end. That's the last story you ever want to hear, and then you just want to not hear anymore.
That was the best story ever.
All right. I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin Mead Show today, including Scott Rosenberg. He is the chairman and CEO of Platinum Studios Comic Book Challenge. Please go to comicbookchallenge.com if you want information on how to get a superhero or character that you think would be a good comic book actually made into a comic book. I hope the Green Fister is going to be represented, Ralph. Hope you're going down there for it.
Wait till I tell him his origin story. You will not believe how he became the Fister.
I am very much looking forward to that.
I'm guessing we will believe it.
But he's environmentally conscious, though, right?
That's the green part, right? Fister, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Also, thanks to Harvey the Hammer Levin for joining us from TMZ.com for all your entertainment news needs.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk to the president of NutsOnline.com.
Yes.
Nuts to you, CBS.
Yes.
See, because they're protesting the cancellation of Jericho by sending CBS nuts.
Nuts.
See?
Mm-hmm. See what they did?
See how they did that? Also, tomorrow we have a special movie beat, as tomorrow is the day that the Pirates of the Caribbean comes out.
Yes.
At World's End.
So we've got that tomorrow.
The end of the trilogy. Yes.
Ralph claims to have seen it. I think if he had really seen it, he wouldn't be here on the show already, because he'd still be in the theater, from what I understand.
Oh, stop it.
Apparently, it's quite lengthy.
It's epic. It's an epic
Apparently, it's an investment in time.
I love nice, good Mike. Movies that are long. I'm fine with that.
This is not a short film.
It's not short. Okay. No. So you go in, do you come out a short amount of time afterwards, or later?
It would be later than a short amount of time.
All right.
If you add up all the minutes that it takes to watch that movie, do you have a lot of minutes?
It would be a considerable number of minutes.
Okay.
Also, tomorrow, girls who prefer ugly guys.
We're going to talk to you in the 6 o'clock
Because they're
hour.
Nicer.
Yes.
Lisa. We're having your wife on again. Dude, we just talked to
oh, you.
No,
did.
You didn't.
Hey, word. How does he do it?
Word.
Bam Margera is going to be on the program talking about VH1 Honors. Bam.
That's right. I'm going to bring in some donkey testicles for everybody to sample.
All right.
We also have Jay Moore, comedian Jay Moore, on the program tomorrow.
Wow, it's a jam-packed television
sure
program.
But it's not too-packed to have the Kevin and Bean back here, please, tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
Wow. Very excited about that.
We need to do that, yeah.
Kat's going to be happy to come in the studio after that one. All right, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock up next, including The Killers, also Audio Slave, Social Distortion's new one called Far Behind, how about some 311 Tool, Smashing Pumpkins, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.